Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/timcast. netsuite.com/timcast. One more time, that's netsuite.com/timcast. Supply chain is not doing any better. I'm seeing a bunch of photos from reporters based in D.C. of empty shelves. And Jen Psaki, answering a question, just says, oh, the case of the delayed treadmill. Am I right, guys? Yeah, I don't know. Kind of like the food and the gas prices. And now we're learning that truckers, I think it's truckers, but empty shipping containers are just being dumped in the streets, congesting up everything. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say things are getting a little bad. But Psaki also has got another one for us. She said rising prices are good. It means there's an increase in demand. So when you can't buy food, just keep it, you know, deep inside. You'll feel good knowing that other people want to buy the same product as you. I'm sure that will feed your children. Now they're offering $100,000 salaries, $15,000 bonuses to try and get people to drive these trucks. Wow. I wonder what that's doing to Joe Biden's approval rating, which obviously is just absolutely in the gutter. According to Civics right now among independent voters, 26%. It's that bad. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of news. The NIH issued a statement saying, actually, yeah, we were funding gain-of-function research the whole time. And, you know, that thing about what Fauci was saying, well, they're in panic mode. They're definitely in panic mode. And one last little thing in this intro. I noticed there's a subreddit called Bye Bye Job, and I was reading it, and it's supposed to be mocking people who lose their jobs. But I got to tell you, the whole front page was like a white pill. It was like inspirational optimism. It was just tons of people saying, I will not comply with these mandates and I am leaving my job. You know, screw this. And they're being made fun of. I don't care what the comments are. To see all of these stories about people, police officers, high-ranking officials all saying no to the mandates, I'm like, wow, feeling pretty good. We'll talk about all of this stuff. Joining us today is Joey B. Tunes.
What's up, brother? First of all, I just want to apologize in advance for having me on. I appreciate you having me on, but I can't even make a 2-minute YouTube video without getting pulled from the platform. And you guys want to have me on for 2 hours? Dude, I think you made a mistake, Tim.
I blame Luke.
I'm the one who got you here. Don't blame me. Thanks, Joey. I appreciate that very much.
The other day, Luke was like, my views are down. What's happening? Hey, Lydia, why don't you have Joey B. Tunes?
I'm making no promises. I couldn't even talk about the milk crate challenge. Remember that when all the dummies were stacking the milk crates on top of each other? Yeah.
Well, we'll do our best to make sure we don't get pulled, I suppose. Okay. But so what do you do? You're a commenter?
Yeah, I document the decline of humanity, Tim.
Yes.
That's what
I do. I try to raise awareness to the idiocracy going on in the world.
Which it is.
Which is... YouTube, milk crate challenge, things that I can't talk about. Apparently, they don't like when I talk about dummies. I do like your gold plaque over here, by the way. I still never got my silver plaque.
Which one?
Oh, it's like that, too.
Yeah, it's like that. See how it is.
All right.
I still never got my silver plaque. But, yeah. Things are bad. But, hey, at least if your name is Brandon, you're pretty popular right now. So at least we got that going for a lot of people. Welcome back, beautiful and amazing human beings. And finally, I was able to get my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. It just came in the mail. You could get yours also on thebestpoliticalshirts.com. I'm very happy about it. I have the family-friendly version here.
Just to
comply with, you know, the YouTube regulations. They never gave me my silver plaque as well. That's okay. I also got a couple emails about people saying that the shirts came out different. If they do, you should email the people that produce them. We work with a bunch of different t-shirt companies. One of them is Teesprings. If they have your order that is wrong, email them. They'll send you a new shirt. support or a refund right away. So yeah, thanks for having me.
Geez, great to be here. Thank you, Luke. Joey, great to see you, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad I made it here. I was on the no-fly list, by the way.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that.
Do you want to hear
about
it?
We'll definitely
get into that later.
It's a story. We'll get to it later.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
Well, welcome.
Well, thanks.
I am very excited to be documenting the downfall of Western civilization. At least we can laugh while we're doing it, right?
Absolutely.
That's kind of what we do here anyway. So
for now.
Great company. Yeah, we're laughing.
We're going after
now,
comedy, too.
That's true. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we got, you know, we just got Freedomistan. We got a bunch of projects.
Yeah,
we're going to be building stuff. Chicken City is almost done. I think tomorrow Chicken City might be officially done.
Oh, epic.
And then we got to set the cameras and the computer and everything. But then we're going to have a 24/7 live camera show on chickens, live chicken show, I should say. And what we want to do is we want to build a machine that whenever $50 in Super Chats comes in, it will dispense treats for the chickens.
Yeah.
So then there'll be like a limit on how much the chickens can get in terms of the treats. But, you know, people will be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get the chickens. And then maybe we'll do something based on shares. Like if we get enough shares in the day, like crickets, you know, pop out from a box or something. But we'll talk about that stuff. Don't forget to go to timcast.com. Become a member. We're going to have a members only segment coming up around 11 or so p.m. And I imagine that's when we'll unleash Joey to his you know,
fullest potential.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Dave Chappelle special, you guys watch that?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, you got to watch. It's the last joke. I mean, the last joke. I mean, talking about Daphne.
Yeah.
If anyone watches, they know exactly what I'm talking
brutal.
About. But what the media tried to do to this guy to try to spin, and he's trying to find some common ground. I mean, I'm not going to do it justice. I'm not going to tell the joke. But I mean, this guy was basically proving that her own people caused her potentially to kill herself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the media is trying to spin it out again. Like for some reason.
Like it's Dave's fault.
Yeah. Well, they can't, for some reason, nuance is gone in this country. Like the world is very multicolored and gray. And I feel like people look at it as black and white. So when they hear a story about a trans person or something and there's a joke attached to it, they feel like it's poking fun. Like it's a protected class of people. But I don't know about you guys, like as men, that's how we have camaraderie, is poking each other and busting each other's chops. And I think that it's a sign that we like you, you know. So when a comic is the guy that is the king of that. And I'm just fascinated that still in 2021, people just cannot understand the concept of a comedian. And it just drives me nuts. You know what I mean?
I think they can, but I just think that we have become a nation of cowards. And I'm not saying the people who watch the show, I'm not saying every single person, I'm just saying we've become a nation with way too many. But we can definitely talk about the Dave Chappelle stuff for sure, because, you know, there's a lot to talk about that. I was talking about that earlier. Dave Chappelle says he's going to strike back. Mm. He's like, if they cancel me, I'm going to do 10 shows around the biggest cities screening this. So before we get into all that, don't forget to like this video. Hit that like button right now. Smash it. And share this show. Take the URL, post it wherever you can. And help support the work we do. But let's talk about the big news here. Check this out. We got the story from the Daily Mail. Driving a hard bargain, haulage firms offer $100,000 salaries and $15,000 bonuses to lure 80,000 truckers and ease supply crisis as empty shipping containers are dumped in the streets because California port is full. This is a trucker problem. Check this out. They say, near the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, transportation execs say the problem isn't a lack of drivers, it's mass congestion caused by empty containers. Steamships are refusing to take back empty containers and charging trucking companies a per diem to store them. That is what is driving some small businesses to close the logistical situation at the as the ports worsen. Head of the California Trucking Association has called for a state of emergency to be imposed. It all ties to supply chain chaos that's left cargo ships queuing for weeks to unload goods to trucking companies, which are unable to effectively move them. So Christmas canceled. What's going on? Can't get that little stretch.
They're dumping way more than containers in the streets of California. Have you been to San Francisco?
They're dumping in the streets.
There's a lot of dumping going on.
Yeah, I'm sure
there.
Heroin Harry right now, sitting in front of a city hall right now, is doing a different type of dumping.
But I
told you, Tim. This is, you signed up for this.
I signed up for this.
You're getting in trouble. Are we blaming Luke for the rest of the show?
Luke came to us and he's like, "I've got a great recommendation for this." Yeah.
Tim is immediately regretting this.
And I was like, "All right, sounds good."
Now back on this topic.
Let's get back to dumping.
Yes. I think it's also important to point out that a lot of container ships don't want to go back with empty containers because they don't get paid for shipping nothing. And there's no reason for them to go back and forth when they have nothing to ship back. One of the reasons they have nothing to ship back is because of the slowdown and destruction of manufacturing in this country, but also the fact that there was a lockdown. Those lockdowns that happened months ago, almost a year ago, the ramifications of it are being felt right now. Now, what happens now, it's not just going to play out for Christmas. It's going to play out beyond that because we're talking about consumer goods, not just for, you know, Chinese-made, slave-made good toys for your child. We're talking about tools. We're talking about essential items that other businesses need to create different kind of products, to put products together. So all of that is going to be in disrepair to the point where even Florida has just announced that they're going to be opening up their ports, and a lot of ships are considering literally going through the Panama Canal into Florida. Jeez. As Florida has announced, hey, this is a crisis. We could help fix it. Let's bring all the goods here. We could ship them around the country. But the crisis here, there's many layers to it because it's not just a labor shortage. It's not just a trucker shortage. It's also emission laws that the governor of California has put that has limited the specific trucks that could move in, the specific ships that could move in as well. It's also the vax mandates that specifically make sure that a lot of people can't work when they want to work. And it's also people saying, hey, the dollar's not worth crap. The government is hyperinflating it. It's printing it out of thin air. It's not worth nothing. Why should I work when I can't even afford to live when, you know, gas is skyrocketing up in California?
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Tim. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/TIM.
You know what people don't realize is that when these shipping containers can't make it in, these companies have started contracting private vessels to, like, try and, you know, private ports and stuff like that. And so now we're hearing that what would normally cost like $2,000 in shipping is going to cost 10 times that, 20, 25. That means your products are going to go up not just because of demand, but because of the supply chain breaking is increasing the cost of shipping tenfold. That's going to come down on this product. Now, check this out. In this Daily Mail article, they actually show this doll. This is the craziest thing about it. Look at this. Let me see if I can scroll down. This is an American Girl's sold out blonde winter princess doll, retailed for $250, is now going for up to $1,000 on platforms such as Mercari and eBay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, they're even talking about bringing in the National Guard to help them get rid of these cargo ships, but again, they're going to offload the cargo ships. Where are they going to put all the empty containers?
They just dump them in the
exactly.
Street.
And the global supply chain, again, it runs on its own kind of volition. It's not centrally controlled. It's not organized. It runs when there's a need for it. Now, if there's nothing going back, there's no point for people even shipping things in. So there's a lot of chaos, a lot of disarray, and everything that happened has a direct fingerprint of the government intervening, saying that they're going to help everyone when they're causing these problems and only exacerbating them that much worse. Yeah, 100%.
You will own nothing and you will be happy.
Exactly. This is a part, in my opinion, of the Great Reset and screwing people over.
This is what you got to understand about stuff like when the government gets involved, when you can tell they're applying a pressure in some way. They're not going to come out right and be like, we're shutting down the port because people would revolt. But you throw some sticks and stones in the way, some wrenches and some spokes, make it a lot harder for businesses to operate. And then you watch them slowly struggle out and then gasp their last breath, and then their store closes down, and then there you go.
Yeah.
You will own nothing.
This is like another iteration of the lockdown that predominantly helps out the big billionaire class and screws everyone else over, because when the average business relies on these kind of shipping containers, Amazon, Walmart, Costco, they just They get their own ships. They literally are able to skirt these rules, and they're able to play by a different set of rules. Meanwhile, everyone else is screwed here, saying, hey, I don't have much options here except for paying $1,000 for a doll that's $250.
Yeah, people might be wondering why Luke's so angry. It's, you know, Luke actually was dropping hints. He wanted the American Girl doll.
He did, yeah.
I did my Christmas shopping a couple weeks ago. I was telling my audience members, I was like, you should do that too. Kamala Harris, out of all people, actually had a moment where she had some kind of clarity and actually told people a few weeks ago, hey, you should do your Christmas shopping now.
No, she's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
she's just right. She's pushing MLM or something. She's trying to grift.
I can't stand her. She talks to you like you're like a kid in a gardener. You ever notice that? Like, hi, how are you doing? Imagine if somebody talked to you like that.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you'd be like, who is this?
Did you see her? She arrived at her own surprise party and yelled
surprise
when she
walked out. No way.
Yes, I'm not surprised. We can pull up the video. It's a White House.
Can I please,
it's a White
can
House
pull
video.
That up,
so,
please?
So we could play it. There's no, there shouldn't be any copyright issues
cringe.
With it. But, I mean, just, this is the perfect epitome of who is trying to control you, the representation of just utter insincere nonsense.
What's sad is people want to be talked to like that. They like, oh, go ahead.
Surprise! So wait, Kamala Harris surprised them? Like, they didn't know what they were doing.
No, I mean,
I think she just nervously dropped the ball.
I think it's funnier to imagine that they were like, everybody, they're just at lunch. It wasn't a party at all. No, they're like, you are hereby required to be in the cafeteria.
They're like, okay.
It's like, what are we for? It's mandatory. And they're all standing there, and then Kamala, surprise!
She's fake.
You're having a party for me.
It's like the most staged
stuff.
Yeah,
she just can't be human. That's the problem.
She might not be human.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
At this point, I mean, did you see that video that she did with YouTube specials?
Say it again.
She did a video with I think it was it Discovery or YouTube TV
the NASA thing
where she sat down with kids and acted like she was going blind.
yeah, and wasn't there a child actor that
they found child actors, and she was just going.
So
for
they have
it.
To stage real life, and wasn't Biden on a stage? Did you guys ever?
Yeah, soundstage they built. I mean, it looks like the White House.
Did we ever have a president that did that, or is that typical, or is that a new thing?
I don't think that's.
I mean, I think it's new.
It's all in front of our face, guys.
Yeah,
and it's like we just don't want to realize, like, it's a show. I mean, how much more, where's the strings behind them? Someone was probably hanging over that thing with a marinette string.
Aliens.
Could be.
See, what did you say? Kamala Harris struggles to be
hold
human.
On now. You can't say the word alien because Demi Lovato says that it's, you know, discriminatory
to
extraterrestrials.
Never get my aliens, Demi.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
What does she do? Demi Lovato?
She's a singer. She was like a Disney singer or something.
Does she have any songs?
Now she's just a nutcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's the one that
she's no Lady Gaga or Beyonce, so her opinion is nothing.
No, she's the one that
Lady Gaga came out.
Okay.
Right. She's the one that shamed the frozen yogurt place.
That's right.
For having too many diet options for her.
And ruining her week.
Yeah. A person with 100 million people following, and she shames a small business during the height of a pandemic.
She could buy 10 of those, you know, frozen yogurt places and then do whatever she wants. Instead, she just wants to just be mean.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for her to identify as Froyo.
Yeah.
Because she's they now, right? Yeah. And then she says, I might end up being trans.
Well, she got attacked. She got slammed by the left for that.
Did she?
Yeah, because they were saying that she was like just trying to use it as a marketing stunt.
Absolutely.
So she actually got... Yeah, that was a very quick segue off of supply chain.
Yeah, wow.
have you seen her recently? She was caught with Paris Hilton in Hollywood. She looks like a plumber from Arkansas. I don't know if you want to pull that up.
It's bad, dude.
It's really. So I mean, I'm not kidding.
I don't know enough about Demi Lovato to care, to be honest.
Well, this is the problem. People, I don't want to know any of this stuff, but people send me all this crap. You know what I mean? And I, again, this is the downside to being a idiocracy historian or whatever you want to call me. Is I have to look at this stuff. I do this for you guys.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope so.
So I'll tell you what
that's
actually,
why I'm drinking now. This scotch is really
necessary.
Good, by the way.
Let's use this as a good point you make here. We have the story from the National Review. NIH admits to funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Says EcoHealth violated reporting requirements. So we'll start off really quickly. Basically, this means Fauci lied. Mm. But they're saying, oh, you know, it was gain-of-function, but we didn't realize it, even though they basically describe it as gain-of-function. But the reason I'm bringing this up right now is I just totally lost my train of thought. The Fauci thing just completely took me by surprise, I suppose. No, I remember now. This is actually not the lead story for Daily Mail. The lead story on Daily Mail was Brian Laundrie.
Yes.
I say his name? Laundrie?
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, they found his body.
Right.
And so I'm focused on this stuff. Like, this stuff takes my attention, and I'm like, man, what is going on with these labs?
Yeah.
And then you go to Daily Mail, and they're like, that's our second story. Not that important that the head of the NIH, you know, Fauci, lied to Congress. It's crazier that this dude, they found his body. Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, it is kind of crazy they found his body, but I really don't care about that. So we were just talking about Demi Lovato. I'm like, I don't know enough about why this person matters for me to care at all.
See what it does, though? It diverts you. Mm-hmm. It takes you out of, it's a spell. That they like that.
Except
know?
I lost, I totally forgot what it was.
See how powerful that spell was?
No, it wasn't. As soon as I started reading about Fauci and EcoHealth, I completely forgot about Brian Laundrie and the Gabby Petito thing.
But that doesn't happen that often to you. You're pretty, you know, spot on.
Well, the issue is that story is so irrelevant to me. It was hard for me to remember.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I'm talking about, what am I talking about again? Oh, that's right. That story I don't care about.
Yeah.
So, and it's like I'm being forced to talk about it.
Yeah. So imagine when 19-year-olds, like you tapped into a 19-year-old's brain, right?
That's how
it's not the worst thing in the world. You know, it's like, what is it? That jab, right hook, Gary V talks about, like, the way you want to sell in business. You give them a little bit, then you give the big ask, and this was like, do a little bit of crap, talk about the junk, and then you lay into them with the Fauci thing, and they trust you because you've been talking their language for a while.
Well, there's a trick in sales where you get someone to say yes 7 times, and then when you ask them again, the next question, they'll be more likely to say yes. So this is an old trick. So you'd say things like Luke, you like wings, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Like, everybody likes wings, and you like pizza.
Maybe.
And then what you do is, once you get them to say yes, you do these small questions, and then finally say, of course, so you definitely want to buy this. And then they go, yeah.
Yeah, they're basically hypnotizing him, basically.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when you listen to pop music or so, that's why they say the same word over and over. It's brainwashing. I mean, you don't think that people with authority are using that method on people?
Oh,
I
the word terror has been used as
a marketing
tool.
It's just marketing. You know, when I explain to people how the media manipulates.
Right.
So actually, this is a really good topic when we're talking about Fauci. So Fauci lies. Rand Paul shows the documents proving he lies at the hearing. What do you get from, like, Reddit, Our Politics? They say Fauci schools Rand Paul, and it's all manipulation. It's all of these marketing tactics. And when I tell people this is what they're doing, they always say the exact same thing. So here's what I say to people. First thing I'll do is I'll say, I bet you I can get you to say the phrase, yeah, but not me.
Hmm.
And then when they're like, what? They're like, yeah, I bet you I'll make you say it. And they're like, okay, I guess. Then I'll wait a little bit. Then I'll explain to them what the media does. And I'll say, they manipulate people. Here's how they do it. And it works on everybody. And they immediately go, yeah, but not me.
Right.
And then I go, remember I said I was going to make, and I say that because, like, 9 times out of 10, people respond exactly with that phrase. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it so much, I just bet people they'll say it.
Yeah.
And then once they say it, I'm like, how did I make you say it? How did I know you were going to say it? Oh, it's almost like people are predictable.
Sure. Well, look how easy we can be manipulated. I mean, you just proved it right there. I mean, I would have fell for that too, probably. And there's probably other avenues you could go down to get people to fall into that trap. So you mean to say that the people with authority over people, like, they're not using, of course they're. Yeah. And I'm blown away that people don't see, enough people don't see it yet. I mean, it's all out in the open. Yeah.
Well, they learned how to master emotions, and I think that's why Daily Mail decided to lead with the Brian story rather than the Fauci story. The Fauci story is factual, it's big, it has a lot of huge implications. I mean, for frick's sakes, we have the NIH admitting that Fauci was funding gain-of-function research for chimeric bat coronaviruses, which were made to infect human beings before everything happened.
Humanized ACE2 receptors in mice.
Exactly.
We'll just be very specific.
Exactly.
Because what they're trying to argue is, but they weren't in humans.
But,
so that means Fauci just didn't realize it was gain-of-function research.
Exactly. But again, they're playing this kind of word game when in reality, this is huge. This is the NIH pointing directly at Fauci, showing how he lied to Congress. There should be major implications here. They're talking about charging Bannon for not testifying to Congress. Right. They went after Roger Stone for lying to Congress. They showed up with the FBI at his doorstep with CNN in the morning, hounding him, going after him, trying to ruin his life. And I'm not not the biggest fan of Roger Stone, but let's call a spade here. He was targeted politically for lying to Congress. Fauci lied through his teeth. And also, this NIH letter is pretty interesting because they're giving the Echo Health group 5 days to report the data of what actually was happening here. So I'm going to be paying very close attention to, because the Echo Health group is the Peter Daszak group. Peter Daszak was the same individual that was put in charge to investigate himself in this entire saga. Huh. So this is again, important details that matter, but they're details. The Brian Laundrie story, that's emotions. That's someone that they put up there on the stage.
Tribal nonsense.
That they put up on the stage and they make people relate to these personal stories. And because it's personal, they lead with it because they master those manipulations to a perfect T to make sure that you're distracted with utter nonsense that has no effect on your life. There's no reason that we should be talking about this Brian guy. There's no reason that this story affects anyone except him, his friends, and his close relatives. Why should it be a national story? It shouldn't. The Fauci story should be.
These people operate like an abusive husband. You know what I mean? I mean, like, this is like manipulation. This is like the mindset of a serial killer. You know what I mean? Or a rapist or something. Like, you're manipulating human beings here. Our own government's doing that. Media as well. I mean, like, it's disgusting, and nothing ever happens to these people. And who appointed this bozo to begin with?
Was it, it was in the 80s, wasn't it?
He's been around in government for a very, very long time.
Yeah, wasn't he tied to Gates?
He was tied to Rockefeller. There was many meetings that he had. Many times he was photoed with a lot of the ruling establishment, a lot of the upper echelons of very powerful people. When his emails came out, you see direct communications between him and Bill Gates, almost as if Dr. Fauci is asking Bill Gates what to do next. So those emails are public. In the leaked emails that come out, there's a lot of correspondence between them, and we don't hear about this. This is a major story. This is a big story. Everyone should be talking about this. But, you know, I think also we have to understand we're seeing through the lens of what they want us to see. So them going with the lead story might not even be because more people click on it. There's a possibility. I might be wrong here. I probably am wrong. But we have to understand, in this convoluted, controlled digital space that we're all a part of, we need to understand that there's a lot of manipulation, and it's more than just what they show us in the newsfeed.
Fauci was appointed by Reagan, and guess what year?
84.
Lydia got it. 1984.
Oh, snap. What are the chances?
Reagan just disappoints all this stuff. He shut down the mental asylums too.
1984, really? Dude.
Interesting.
We live in a simulation.
Seriously.
It's a simulacrum.
What the heck?
It's not a coincidence. Yeah, Reagan, I rewatched some Reagan on The Tonight Show, and that guy was like a snake. I mean, he was an actor. He knew exactly. Right. He'd be like, and then he'd pull out some rhetoric. We need to shrink government. We need to fix this and make more jobs. And everyone's clapping. And like,
time is our most precious commodity. And I've heard from so many of my listeners who have asked for my advice about how they can spend it wisely to improve themselves and the people around them. That's why I'm excited that Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses in the most important and enduring subject. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses, all available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for Constitution 101, the meaning and history of the U.S. Constitution. In this 12-lecture course, you'll explore the design and purpose of the Constitution, the challenges it faced during the Civil War, and how it was undermined for more than a century by progressivism and liberalism. The course is self-paced so that you can start whenever and wherever. Enroll now in Constitution 101. Our country needs more Americans who understand the Constitution and can defend the freedom of the American people against the encroachments of an increasingly large and unaccountable government. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/Tim to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/Tim to register. hillsdale.edu/Tim. Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347.
Oh, did you notice the van life stuff? How big it got?
No.
So there was this for a while there were very, very popular van life videos. It's like people like, I live in a van, it's awesome.
I think I've seen some of
those. A bunch of these videos. Yeah. So I actually built out a van, a mobile work studio, so I could travel around and do the show and stuff. Now we have an RV. We're building it for a bigger studio.
Gotcha.
But there was this one woman, I forget her name, but she started a channel. She made two videos and gained like 3 million subscribers. Maybe it was like 2 million subscribers. And everyone was like, how did this happen? YouTube said something like, oh, it was a hiccup in the algorithm. What I think is that YouTube was purposefully promoting van life. Like in their algorithm, they said, telling people to live in vans down by the river, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you combine these things. You've got young woman showering in a van, and it hits all these algorithmic points. And so it just spammed the video to literally everybody. And then they had to go and like, shut it down. It's, you know, the valve is loose. It's spraying everywhere. They want to. I think YouTube absolutely controls what people see. I think they plan it. I think they have conversations about it. That way they can control public opinion across the board.
I agree. They promote much worse. I gotta, have you ever typed in nude yoga in YouTube?
No.
Have you?
I
want people that are watching this right now and don't click off. Go open a new tab of your browser right now or on your phone and type in naked yoga in YouTube. And then after that, type in dildo challenge.
No.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we can't be saying some of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, because it's
but hold on. YouTube? I got to prove a point though, because I want to know what you guys see on there, and then you tell me what I'm doing wrong or why any of our videos are being pulled. What are they promoting on there? Explicit adult content.
Yeah.
Completely. And I don't mean to bring it up because I don't want to get knocked off here, but like somebody's got to talk about this because what content creators are getting kicked in the butt and we're getting pushed to the side for just basically talking about the truth or even just reporting the news now. And you have all this degenerate crap that they're pushing on people and they're fine with it. And you go to report that stuff, nothing happens. But Joey B. Tunes is the problem. Luke's the problem. Tim's the problem. Somebody's got to talk about it. And just the fact that I can't even bring up right now what they actually have
in their system.
That's
a family thing for us.
I know, but I'm just saying there's a problem with the platform.
That we can't even
talk about what you can search for on there, but they can keep that actual thing up. But if I talk about it, we're at risk of being pulled.
Well, my concern, you know, the story we usually tell is when we used a very common phrase for a group of people that are in a circle and they happen to be bad people, we call them jerks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we got some people being like, yo, like I play the show with my kid.
Yeah.
And we're driving in the car.
Right.
And so we're just trying to like.
I understand.
It's not so much like I'm fairly certain we can talk about all of that stuff. It's an issue of just like how spicy are we going
to
get?
I'm going to divert to Luke. You can blame
but,
Luke.
But
we'll talk about it.
This is just like, you know, we try to be careful in the language with the idea that kids are around. But YouTube has a series of videos. Man, I don't even want to say the names of these things, but YouTube has explicit adult content of men engaging in
adult activities
with other men, and like it is disgusting, it is shown.
Children watch that stuff. That's just right. Like children watch this show, but you know, I would imagine there's a lot of parents that watch this show too, that now they know about this kind of stuff. And maybe,
but you see the concern I have with, like, if there's someone who's playing this podcast and they're in their car, they're picking their kid up from school, and they're going to be like, yo,
right,
like not when my kid's around. But imagine when those kids are on YouTube without supervision.
Jeez,
and
yeah.
The videos they're getting. So I'll stress it again too, you know, because the box has been open. There are videos that I can't believe exist of adult men putting things in their body on YouTube, and they get millions of views And they have tons of subscribers.
And YouTube responded to that specific video when they were questioned on it on Twitter and defended it. And, yeah. So just seeing that and then seeing some of the sagas, seeing, you know, the political content that gets hit, it definitely does bring up some very important questions. But if you have a child, definitely be careful. I wouldn't just ever leave them in front of the internet or YouTube in general. Because these are spaces where, again, there's so many different rules. There's so many different videos out there, and you got to be extremely careful to what you allow
YouTube
your children
to see. YouTube is a
trash
field.
Yeah.
I will clarify the naked yoga. She is doing yoga and is naked, but there's no nudity. She's basically not showing any
nipple.
Did you
scroll through?
It was the first thing I started to.
There's tons of nudity.
There's a lot of
nudity. There's tons of it.
I mean, I've been kind of vocal about that particular search term, so I wonder if, like, they've cleaned it up or what. But, I mean, it was pretty explicit.
Huh.
Pretty explicit, like, full on.
Interesting. Not surprising.
I can understand, I suppose, when they're like, naked yoga is...
It's not sex. Like, nudity is different than sex.
But they actually have videos of sex.
Oh my gosh.
Hardcore stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Like, but they don't show the, it'll be like the guy bent over with his face in front of the camera and the guy behind him. So they don't, it's like,
soft
that's
core.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
That's all on YouTube.
Jeez.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing that they allow that kind of stuff and they have the nerve to like knock people off that are just basically reporting the news. I mean, like basically that's what I do. I'm like, I don't even need to make jokes anymore. I just basically just read what's going
on.
Reality. And it's just funny on its own. You know what I mean? I shouldn't even exist. I shouldn't even have a, you know what I mean? I shouldn't be anything at this point, but that's how upside down that the world is right now. It's so many inconsistencies going on with the rules, the community guidelines. Could you imagine if Facebook was a country? Do you know what you'd have there? Like I got banned because there was an Antifa guy, that had a knife in an apartment and he says, I just moved to Portland, Oregon and if you come at me, I'm gonna stab you or something in his own words. And I called the guy a land mammal, basically, and that was bullying. So I basically bullied a guy that threatened an entire city and then they banned me for that. It's incredible that there's no nuance and if that
Well, there's Antifa's clearly protected. Right.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah,
this is something we've known for
problem.
Years. When Antifa goes on Twitter and makes direct threats and doesn't get banned, and then a guy says learn to code and gets nuked.
Yeah, it's incredible. And nobody does anything. I mean, what can you do?
I will confirm there is full frontal on YouTube. Ooh, that's
yikes. Absolutely
there you
go. Thank you. Yes. Is it confirmed now?
Yeah, I just saw
okay,
it
good.
On yikes. YouTube. I had no idea. I don't mind. I mean, I think nudity should be celebrated in a way, and that maybe society is... Oh, I pulled it off. You want me to show it?
Oh, no.
Not to you. Do you want me to show it to you?
No.
Okay.
I was going to see if you were in the search because there's something I could, if you think that's bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's something, I don't even want to say the title of these videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That were going viral.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about with Minds, you know, I've co-founded Minds and it was a big thing. Like, should we show nudity? Should we have 18 plus? And the consensus is yeah. You know, some people involved with Minds say no, you know, but I think, I mean, I don't know, man. Why hide it? I mean, they don't put it on the front page. But.
Well, I think it goes back to Tim's point about how they are very particular about what they show us and what they allow. And there's got to be a reason. You don't think that they're aware of that? There's got to be a reason why they don't take that stuff down. And it's not
money,
a good reason.
Maybe? I think
that there's
simple.
A degeneracy going on. And I think they're trying to push degeneracy. I mean, like if you guys have ever seen that video with, I think they're trying to demoralize the country is what I think it is.
I mean, we could theorize on many different kind of, we could go down different avenues as why this is happening, but I think it's very fair to say that adult content, especially when watched by children, has an extremely negative effect on people's cognitive skills, on their brain development, and has very negative consequences for them as they grow up that prevents them from having real intimacy between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. So there's a larger conversation to be had. I think maybe we should save a lot of this conversation for the post show.
That's where we get all sweary.
That's where we could actually talk about whatever we want.
This would be great
But at the end of the day, when you look at the larger psychological studies with adult content, I mean, they destroy the minds of young children in many different ways, whether it's impulse control, whether it's desensitization. There's a lot to talk about here. There's a lot of research. And if you haven't done it yet, and if you think you're, you know, if you think, you know, some of the comments, I don't want to just pinpoint you, Ian, but there's a lot of bigger understanding here that's suppressed, especially with the damage that happens with adult content that isn't talked about, that there
shouldn't. Jordan Peterson talk about that?
Yeah,
I believe so.
You're talking about the chat right now? People are going nuts about it right now in the chat.
You can see it.
And like, is nudity adult content? I don't know. It's not sex. It's very different.
Well, well, there's a way to do it in a classy way, whether it's art.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
There's full on adult explicit content.
Yeah, and if you don't show nudity, you can still have pretty.
No, they show it. They do.
Like, all right, man, I defer to the master.
I will just say to you guys, and I'll try to keep it as family friendly as possible. A man bent over facing the camera, naked, with a man behind him, and there's tons of videos like this on YouTube. Now, look, if you want to go to, Pornhub and watch whatever you want, I don't give a damn. But if YouTube is, to the greater point, if they're going to censor you, if they're going to issue a strike, if they're going to give, Crowder a strike for being a bully or whatever, it's like, yo, priorities,
exactly.
Maybe?
Be consistent.
None.
Be consistent. Yeah. That's the problem, is that there's inconsistencies in these ideologies. And it's like, they might really believe that what we're talking about is just not in the best interest of society for whatever their reason is, whether there's an agenda or not. I'm not going to get all conspiracy theory about it, but it's like, but then be consistent about that. If you think that, if you're trying to create a community with guidelines, then I go back to, if Facebook was a country or YouTube was a neighborhood. I mean, imagine all the stuff that you'd see, and you'd have the Taliban beheading people. I mean, like, those videos are on, you'd have women twerking in the front yard, but then Joey B goes, this is wrong. And then, you got to get out of the neighborhood now. I mean, that's basically
buzzkill,
what
bro.
They're doing.
They're having a party.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
One of the problems with them with consistency is the admins are interpreting the terms. So they're interpreting them differently. Like, it'll be like insensitive content.
Right.
Will be. And then one guy thinks it's insensitive, the other guy doesn't. And then whoever's the admin that day and sees it.
But see,
decides.
that's an inconsistent business model.
I want to get all conspiratorial, as you said.
Go ahead.
Because if you break down intimacy, you break down people having good relationships, break down the family unit. Mm-hmm. And when you destroy the family unit, people could be more easily conquered. Whether this is a grand conspiracy or not, it's happening. There's less families. There's less people having harmonious relationships with each other. There's more people living on their own. And that's why there's, some people speculate such a huge increase in depression, in suicides, in the mental health of the people in the Western world going dramatically down. Another reason is because of these lockdowns that, of course, were promoted by Mr. Fauci. I'm going to bring this all the way back to Dr. Fauci now, that, of course, NIH just admitted was publicly lying to everyone on Congress, which should be a bigger story and everyone should be talking about.
Well, but, we got a story to talk about. Okay. We got a segue here.
Oh,
it was a crazy topic to talk about. YouTube's gross.
Are we still on the air? We didn't get pulled yet.
Oh, no, we're still on the air.
Stop trying to get me into trouble.
This is the kind of conversation that admins have behind the scenes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Shares of Trump-linked SPAC close up 350% following news of social media deal. The stock of the SPAC company Digital World Acquisition Corp skyrocketed on extremely heavy trading volume after news of a merger that would launch former President Donald Trump's planned social media platform. It surged 357% Thursday, and trading was halted multiple times due to volatility.
Wow.
Dwack was among the top 10 most popular names on Reddit's Wall Street Bets chat room, even exceeding meme stock GameStop's mentions. So Donald Trump announces he's going to be launching Truth. What is it called? Truth?
Dot Social, I believe.
Truth Social. Yeah, the Trump social media platform.
Social.
I mean, this would be interesting because I think he's a little too late. He had a lot of momentum. He could have, people were begging him to do this when he was still president of the United States. They were like, hey, get off the big tech platforms. There needs to be an alternative. And for some reason, Donald Trump waited and waited and waited. And how is he going to tell everyone about this social media platform? I mean, some media organizations are talking about it, but is he going to email everyone about this?
Yes.
I mean,
he will, yeah.
And that might work and might not, but there's a lot of people disillusioned with him. There's a lot of people that are disenfranchised with the whole Trump movement. So will this be as popular as it would have been if he actually did this when he was president? I don't think so.
And you want me to sign up for Parler and Getter and all of these platforms? Well, like, dude, yes. I got a handful already.
Yeah.
I got Twitter. I hate it. But I don't really pay much attention to Twitter, to be honest. Like, I really don't care.
That's where I'm at. That's the least platform I use. But I was just talking to Ian earlier about Minds, like you were mentioning. Because there's so many coming out. It's like, which one do I go to? Do I go to Rumble? Do I go to Gab? Do I go to Minds? I mean, what, you know, I can't be on everything. That's, I can't.
Right. You go to Trump.
That's a problem a lot of people are having. We need to build software that bridges all of them.
I agree.
There's a lot of alternatives. Float, Hive, Steemit, Minds. I can name like about 10 other ones that, you know, Parler that people use all the time. And it's hard because you only have echo chambers there. Let's be honest and let's have a real conversation. When you go to these kind of websites, it's the same people that were kicked off. It's the same people that regurgitate usually the same talking points. And if you want to go where the people are, where the audience is, where the normies are, where the Kyles and Karens are, you got to go on Twitter. Right, you got to go on Facebook. You got to go on Instagram. And that's where you reach out the most amount of people. And I think that's why there has been such a boom in censoring people, shutting them down, and trying to just slowly silence them a little bit when they counter the narrative.
Twitter is basically like the town center where everybody's talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And there are other platforms, but they tend to be very community-based. If you go to one platform, you'll find a lot of people who are into, you know, this particular culture, whereas Twitter is very generalist.
Yeah.
Well, it's a garbage platform, you know.
Yeah, but they have the infrastructure. They were able to build the infrastructure because of their relationships that they had with governments that were able to give them an unfair advantage against everyone else. Now, when we're talking about Rumble or Parler, they don't have that same advantage. They don't have the same kind of infrastructure as all these big tech companies that could do things that much faster, that much quicker, and have the user base that they don't have. So this is a very difficult situation. What's that?
DWAC.
Yes.
What's DWAC?
That's Trump's, the thing he merged with.
DWAC?
DWAC.
They got to change that name.
Yeah.
That's not violating the YouTube community DWAC. Guidelines.
You'd think he'd be more clever with that.
But Trump's rolling out his Truth Social to stand up to the tyranny of big tech.
Oh, please.
I'm not convinced it would actually do it.
I don't think it will.
And you want to talk about tyranny. Apparently, this guy forked Mastodon. This is what I've been reading reports on. That Truth Social is a fork of Mastodon, and then they abuse the license. Basically, it's AGPL, which means if you take the code and you change it, you have to make all your changes public. And if they didn't make all their changes public, then they violated the software license. Come on, dude. You're supposed to be running for president?
Well,
you're violating? This is insane.
Well, that's one source saying it. Let's wait, because a lot of, you know, news around Trump has always been kind
lies.
Of conflated, to say the least. So I'm not a Trump fan, but I know when I see a headline with Trump in it, to take a step back and be like, okay, let's do some research on this. Let's get the textbook out there. Let's get all the resources out there to make sure.
This is what they do, right? Yeah. With like Freedom Phone. So when we had the guy from Freedom Phone on, all these news stories were like, it's a garbage, fake, you know, whatever. And then I just ask him, is it a knockoff? And he's like, it's a custom phone. And I'm like, okay, it is based similarly on some of these phones. Yes. Okay. So the media is basically trying to falsely frame what Freedom Phone is and act like he's just buying a phone for $10 and selling it for $20. Mm. When in reality, it's like they actually did work developing it and said it. We haven't tested them yet. The point is, maybe the phones are trash. No one's actually done any forensic analysis on these things. No one's actually run through them. The media just lies.
Yeah,
about everything.
Trump's Truth Social may be sued over apparent breach of open source terms. That's from Washington Examiner.
Bro, it's Gizmodo. Not even out yet.
It says maybe facing to, it doesn't say.
Yeah, exactly.
That's up to Mastodon.
Well, that's how they get you. This might happen. This may be the thing. Again, where's the facts? Where's the resources? Where's the people actually coming out and standing behind a statement? Almost every statement you see in the mainstream media now is sources said or officials said. You can't believe any of those people.
Based on the screenshots I have seen, it absolutely is based on Mastodon. Oh, I didn't realize screenshots were forensic evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Source.
Exactly.
Bro, so you can't jump the gun on this stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm reading
Gizmodo
article.
Yeah.
Oh, Gizmodo, bastions of great journalism. Yeah,
I mean, it's not like it. I'm not making it up, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but like maybe when they actually launch the platform, we can make a determination about what they're doing with open source and whether or not they're violating any licenses.
This comes from people that are in the beta, I think is.
If they're not even publicly available, have they violated any license?
I don't know about
that. The answer is no.
Yeah. Most people talking about Trump are deranged or mentally defunct in many different ways. And they go into this fervor where they literally start connecting dots that are not there. And again, not a Trump fan. People know I'm not a Trump fan, but let's be honest here. A lot of the news around him has been absolutely fake. And because of that fake news, it galvanizes and double downs his audience to support him that much more. And if they were just, you know, honest and real and tried to actually do some legitimate reporting, maybe we could have criticized him on actually the bad things he did, because he wasn't a perfect president. He did some bad things, but there was no way to even criticize him doing bad things because everyone was just screaming like utter idiots.
So this guy, Michael Talon, says, was able to set up an account using the handle Donald Trump on Truth Social, former President Trump's new website. Although the site is not officially open, a URL was discovered, allowing users to sign up anyway. That sounds like a violation of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
Yeah.
Let's see if the feds actually go after any of these people for doing that. Yeah. It's a dumb law, by the way. I don't want them to. But if you get a URL that you are not allowed to access and then use it anyway and try it, that's actually illegal. Dumb law, by the way. I bring it up because the government would absolutely go after anybody who dares oppose the establishment. These people they're mocking Trump, so it'll be totally fine. But that being said, how can you violate a license if the website isn't publicly open and people are breaking in?
Yeah, very good point that I'm happy.
It's all lies all the time.
It always is. Yeah. The Trump derangement syndrome is real. I mean, we all know people who they wake up every morning. Imagine letting a guy like that live rent free in your brain. It's really fascinating because it's like you think about it like this. It's like I always look at Trump as like the you got to figure out what makes people so upset about Trump. Right? It's because he holds people accountable. He's a loud mouth. He's like the guy at the end of the bar that's drunk saying that he knows how to fix the country. I mean, like, look, I look at him as like the guy from Bar Rescue. You guys ever watch that show, Bar Rescue? Mm-hmm. It's a guy that fixes bars up. He's a guy from Long Island, like a big, you know, big buffalo looking guy from Long Island.
He screams.
He's just, he's like a Trump, right? No. So I don't care what that guy says. I don't care what kind of skeletons he has in his closet. Just fix my bar. Just like with Trump, just fix the country. I don't care. I don't need a daddy up there. Yeah, that's why I feel like a lot of these people that hate Trump so much, who loved Obama so much, and they love Kamala and Biden, all that. What do they all have in common? They talk to you like children. Mm-hmm. They want a daddy. They want to feel good. They want everything to be cozy. Whereas Trump said, look, the world's a jungle. You know what I mean? It's like that. Like there's a lot of problems. We got to take this guy. We got to do this. We got to do that. It's holding people accountable. It's putting people, you know, it's personal accountability, which is lost. I think he held people accountable for his actions. Whereas like you have Biden up there on a fake stage, you know, with a marionette with puppet Seriously. Strings above him, and he's reading a teleprompter. He can't even get through a sentence half the time.
Talking back about Mastodon, I'll tell you what my criticism of Trump is.
Yeah.
Mastodon's open source. They want and encourage people to create different versions, different rules. I pulled it up. Free and open source, self-hosted social networking, microblogging, similar to Twitter, blah, blah, blah. It's not even public yet. Trump hasn't released this. They found a URL to break in. Maybe when he publishes, he won't put the license, you know, credit or whatever in. I don't know. It's not the point right now. The point is, why are they mad about this?
Yeah.
Why are they mad at someone for taking the code and using it? And more importantly, why can't Trump just build something?
Well, they're mad because it's a GPL license. And if you take GPL and make it private, you're violating GPL.
Who said he made it private?
If you don't attribute GPL, you don't get attribution.
He hasn't even launched it yet.
Right.
The point is,
but that's why
Trump didn't even do anything. And they're like, he's using Mastodon. It's like, you want people to use it. It's open source. That's the point.
No, it's not. Yeah, free software is different than open source software.
Imagine if with open network, we were like, we've created this great application for people to use. And then as soon as someone we didn't like used it, we were like, oh, I can't believe someone I don't like is using the free software we made.
It's if they make it proprietary without giving
you. That's not happening right now. That's my point. They're using that as an excuse to be mad, and nothing has happened.
Right.
It's not even out. It's not publicly available. And they're acting like the apocalypse has already occurred.
I know this says that they in Truth Social's claims that all source code is proprietary. That's a claim that apparently according to this article.
When Trump takes it public and that's there, then by all means we should definitely talk about it.
Then you could criticize it.
Yeah. Trump could cure cancer and they'd say doctors are losing jobs.
It's because Trump is back, you guys. They get a chance to write 50 million stories about how he's screwing everything up already. The site's not even open and they're jumping down his throat for what? They have absolutely no evidence. Right. They have screenshots. They got into a URL they weren't supposed to get into. And they're like, oh my gosh, Trump's doing everything wrong. Oh, really? Like you were telling us for the past
Don't they realize
this
backfires? Now we're all interested in this.
Right, exactly.
I'm definitely interested. Well, to add to your point, Joey, there, Trump definitely kind of represents the tough father. And the Democrats kind of represent the deranged, crazy cat lady that smells like pee, in my opinion. Because they're just like totally unhinged, totally not talking about the topics, and they're trying to blame everything on Trump, trying to blame everything on the dad, trying to blame everything on him. And again, he made some mistakes. I criticized him throughout his presidency. I think he deserved some criticism, but none of that criticism was even heard because of the insanity that was created by these people that literally had no talking points, no basis to even attack him on.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, exactly.
The silver lining here is if he is using a Mastodon fork, that means it's part of the Fediverse, which means that if he opens up the code, which you're supposed to do, then we can integrate with it.
This is really great. This is good. Yeah. The Fediverse is basically, let me read this to you guys about Mastodon, what Trump's social network basically does. They say, for Mastodon, Gab, a controversial network, blah, 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 far right, changed its software platform to a fork of Mastodon and became the largest Mastodon node in July 2019. That's right. Mastodon, the biggest node is Gab. In response, Mastodon's main contributors stated in their blog they were completely opposed to Gab's project and philosophy, criticized Gab. They blocked the content saying it was all racist or whatever, but they could only block it from their servers. What that means is Truth.social, if Trump gets it up and running and you have an account on it, maybe Mastodon says we're banning Trump's platform, but they can't ban you. This is good news, especially for the stuff we're working on using the Fediverse. We're getting away from the centralized control of communications. No more Zuckerberg, Wojcicki, or whatever, Dorsey, deciding to nuke your account because it'll be your private website. Services can decline service to you, but you can always find an alternative where there's real competition. So this is good. This is good stuff. Good job, Trump.
I agree.
It's going to be, how do you think people are going to take to it? Do you think it's going to be, I mean, it also depends, because if people attack it, like they already are attacking it, it's going to bring more attention to it and it's going to bring more followers to it. But it's going to be interesting if they're going to launch like infrastructure attacks on it.
If Trump is on it, the media will be forced to be on it. These journalists will have no choice because Trump will be posting and they have to cover it.
I forgot about the Trump reply guys.
Yeah. Yep. They want their jobs back.
Jeff.
Jeff. He was like, I remember he tweeted something about almost quitting. And then he's like, I got to figure something out because I don't have anything other than Trump. My identity is defined by him.
There is entire careers built off replying to Trump tweets.
Oh, man.
There's entire books. There's books horrible. Being sold of all of his tweets right now that are sold out.
Wow.
So, again, the guy was interesting. The guy was funny. The guy knew how to get attention. And, you know, I think a lot of his trolling, a lot of his comments are desperately needed in the kind of sanitized digital world that we're living in.
I know a guy. He used to be a regular journalist. Normal dude. Little regular millennial guy. And then one day he responded to Trump. And he said something dumb. Made no sense, added nothing to the conversation, but then he got followers. And then he kept doing it. And then I was talking to him and I was like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you used to cover serious topics. And he's like, oh, I'm just, you know, responding to Trump. It's like whatever. And then after like a couple of years, he had destroyed his career completely. He was unable to, my understanding, get serious journalistic work, started working for activists. And then when Trump left, it's all over. Imagine destroying your life as a serious reporter because you found out you're getting followers by calling Trump a poo-poo head.
Wow. What a life. What a life.
It's amazing.
And it's funny, those type of people, too, those are the same people who remember when they would say that Trump was – they were worried about if he was unfit for office, right? Now look at who we have. Huh. The guy's probably down the street getting spoon-fed in a rocking chair right now watching John
with
Wayne
a blanket
movies.
On his back.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when he said that – what did he call that guy? The dog-faced pony liar?
Pony soldier.
What is that from? An old Western,
no, it's
right?
Not true. It's not true. So at first the media was like, it's actually just an old line from a movie. And then someone pulled the movie up and it's like he took three different movies and mashed random things together. Lion, dog, face,
which,
pony
which
soldier.
Which is consistent to his brand, basically, mm-hmm. When he speaks.
Have you guys seen Freedom Tunes? New,
I like those guys.
The Rogan one?
I haven't seen the new one.
No, I haven't.
The new one is Joe Biden's greatest hits.
Oh, I gotta watch
and it's like, do not shop at a pressure. coming down on me. And I'm like, oh, Seamus.
So good.
Out of the park, out of the park.
I do this thing with Biden now where it's like I want to make it a whole presidential term without actually listening to what the president has to say. So I try not to get through like when he shows up on my feed, I try to cut it off before the end of his sentence, which is easy to do because he doesn't actually form sentences. So it's easy to do that. But I just feel like it's a waste of time to listen to what he's saying. He's reading from a teleprompter. He doesn't believe in what he's saying.
Well,
he has people behind him tell him what to do. This isn't even the Biden of old.
If he can read the teleprompter.
Let me point out the differences we have right here. Now, I can't speak for every person on the right. There's a lot of people who replied to Biden and Kamala. And it's like the weirdest thing. I find it's the most annoying thing to me, honestly. I don't care if from the left or the right. I'll see a tweet from like Kamala Harris and I'll click it. And then I'll see a bunch of verified like libertarian, moderate or right wing people just saying stuff like, you're so dumb. Like, you're wrong about that. I'm like, why are you playing reply guy to Biden? Like, yeah. It's just so stupid.
Why even acknowledge him into your life? It's like the Demi Lovato thing. Like, why waste your time even letting that in?
But I will say this. When Trump would say something, people would just call him stupid. They'd say, you're evil, you're racist, right. You're a bigot, you're dumb. And now, you know.
Now they're like, wait, what'd you say? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
responses to Biden are like, this policy is incorrect and, you know, you're failing. But there's a lot of the same stuff. There's a lot of the same reply guy stuff. But I will say the big difference is that there's no real career reply guys for Biden. You're not going to gain followers by replying to Biden like you could reply to Trump.
Right.
And so this bred a class of people who made a living. My favorite is when like these people like Jeff, what's his face? I don't want to say his last name. Anyway, people like him who would be like, if you like my insult of Trump, please, here's my PayPal link and give me money.
That's wow. So gross.
Here's my Patreon.
Wow. Who are these people? You know people like that?
I knew one guy.
Ugh.
Yeah, his career's over.
He must be fun at parties.
Yeah, you know what? The reality is, he's a normal dude. These are normal people. And then I got to tell you, when you have like, I can't imagine having this mentality, but this guy, he's got like 1,000 followers, which is like, you know, bottom rung. And then all of a sudden he has 2,000 followers, all because he called Trump a dumbass or something.
Yeah.
And then after a week, he's like, I'm gaining tons of followers. So what they do is they pull up Trump's Twitter and they would just refresh. And then as soon as it would come in, they'd immediately be like, oh, I got to be the first person.
What a
and
sad then, existence.
Oh, terrible.
They set up notifications. And we have to understand, big tech social media rewarded these people.
Yep.
They were able to get all the followers, all the replies, all the likes. They saw the conflict. Social media said, ooh, conflict. Let's put this up on the front page. Let's put this up so everyone sees it. And they got their response. They loved Donald Trump. They loved every aspect of him, even though they hated him, even though they said they scorned him, even though they cursed him out whenever they could, even though they attacked him disingenuously whenever they could. At the end of the day, the big tech social media companies, and also, let's not forget, the mainstream media loved him because he revitalized their entire careers that were already going downhill. They're going downhill right now because we have a president that barely even tweets, but barely even says anything coherently that they can't even respond to.
Yeah, it's sad. They love the divide too, which is kind of the saddest thing. That's why I feel like what we need to do, because we're always at odds. It's the left versus the right. You turn on CNN, they're pointing fingers at the right. You turn on Fox News, they're pointing fingers at the left. Why don't we just take the Northeast, the South, the Middle America, and the West Coast, and just form our own countries with our own governments and our own presidents, and you go where you fit into, and then you leave everyone the hell alone. Because it's like, what are we going to do? It's a constant tug of war battle going on. You get a Democrat in office, and then you get a Republican to undo what the previous president did.
If we're lucky.
So,
you know, so I pulled up, someone commented in Super Chat, it's truthsocial.com. You can join the waiting list. So people have found ways to effectively gain access to the site. I'm going to tell you this right now. The first people to sign up for that waiting list, reply guys.
Yep.
Trump's sick. What's the opposite of a sycophant? Someone who walks around complaining about your farts? Stalkers. Stalkers.
Yeah. Objectors.
It sounds like my next video.
Trump stalkers were the first people to sign up. And you know what? I'm willing to bet they cried. I'm willing to bet they were sitting there when they heard this announcement. They just like started crying like, I matter.
Happy tears.
I could totally see that happening.
I could see the keyboard wet.
Like dripping wet right now with their tears. Because
please, Trump, please let me on your platform.
And these are the same people that called for him to get banned. Mm-hmm. And now they're giddy.
Wow.
That's what I was saying when they were talking about banning Trump. I was like, it'd be really bad for them because they need Trump to be their boogeyman.
And it has been. It absolutely has Super been because bad. Now they're the power in charge. They're the ones that everyone's looking at like, okay, you got everything you needed. You got rid of the bad boogeyman. Now show us what you got. And what you got is an absolute utter crap storm on huge epic proportions of financial calamities, vax mandates, more people getting sick, more people dying from the sickness than they did under Donald Trump, which they blamed for every single person that passed away. Now more people are dying. And then Biden, oh yeah, he's not at fault.
We should make an account on Twitter called like Trump Scarecrow or whatever. And it's just like, it's a fake Trump account so that the reply guys have somewhere to be and to like, you know.
It's like their safe space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it brings them back the good old times.
The good old glory days when they were getting followers and some kind of attention. But yes. It's mainly an attention game here. And that's the weird part because they've been incentivized to know the dirtier, the nastier, the more disgusting they are, the more people look at them. And there's a certain point to that where people are like, ugh, you're really ugly. But there's the initial part like, oh, well, there's the car wreck over there. Let's at least look, make sure whatever's going on there. There's this kind of initial first look. So I think we reach that point where it's just utter disgust and people realize how nasty it is. And the algorithm feeds it to people. And I think a lot of people eventually, not yet, I don't think we're there yet, but I think eventually are going to be utterly disgusted with what the timeline provides for them.
Did you find Mastodon in the source, in the inspect, the code on the page?
No, I just hit inspect, but apparently it's in there. It says Mastodon.
And it definitely says it's proprietary in the terms of service.
In the terms of service here?
That's the link there.
Yeah, but it's not live yet. It could be a placeholder.
Well, it's
right.
We don't know until it's live. The front page is live. And yeah, that's Mastodon code and they're... saying it's proprietary, then they're violating.
And all
the
source code, well, it's just wrong. Like, what you need to understand.
It's also
about
illegal.
This, no, it isn't.
What?
Ian. If I said, Ian, I own your coat, is that illegal?
Well, if you're wearing it and walking around town with it and I didn't give you permission, yeah.
No, I thought you were open to source.
It's a copy, Ian. Yeah. What do you mean? It's just a copy. It's not the real thing, right?
If source code says you cannot copy this without, like, Creative Commons.
Wait a minute.
I thought you're the open the source guy.
For big social networks, yeah, let's talk about it. Social network functioning in the commons,
but
the
not
code
for
should
this
be in
one.
The commons. It's not part of the commons yet. If it becomes so ubiquitous that.
No, Ian, you're wrong. He didn't steal anything. It's a copy of it.
If he copied GPL, code,
but you said copying isn't theft.
It's not theft.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem?
He's violating the license.
How? It's a copy.
Because it's the GPL license. But you can't copy GPL license without crediting the original source code.
Ian's a guy who came out and said piracy isn't theft because it's just a copy and you're not taking the real thing. And now he's mad that Trump copied it.
Yeah, digital copying is not the same thing as stealing someone's original.
What?
Huh?
Sorry if that was difficult to understand.
Ian, you can't have both positions. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's pirating the software? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Let's say that's not legal, Tim. Okay.
We'll see.
If it's...
Are you encouraging people to take GPL code and make it private?
We don't know if that's the case
here.
We don't know what exactly is going on here.
And you don't know as to what on the site might be proprietary. But you said it was illegal. And the point I'm making is that, like, dude, if I tell people that I own your glasses, I didn't commit a crime by doing
that. Yeah, but if you're walking around displaying it as your own, then you are.
He's not. The site's not live.
It is. Truthsocial.com is live right now.
No, it isn't.
I'm on it.
Yeah, you're not
logged in. You pulled it up, didn't you?
You're not
the login part might not be public yet. But
the Mastodon part isn't actually there.
Truthsocial.com.
Right, the Mastodon part isn't actually there.
You didn't find it in the inspect?
Because it's not here.
Oh, I thought you just said it was.
They got a... No, I said yes. But what I meant was... People who broke in searched the source code of the social platform and found that Mastodon was listed. Mm-hmm. On the actual site that's live, it doesn't say it as far as I know. Okay, but regardless, I know Trump is it probably doing something wrong. I'm going to wait until it goes live before I start joining in on the
mainstream media.
The vomitorium Orange Man bad narrative.
Yeah. When you say go live, when the front page is live, the site has gone live. Even if you can't get in and log in yet, the site is still live.
You're just trying. You try so hard to like
change
definitions.
I built a social network. I know what it means.
You're fighting an allegation made by the mainstream media against Donald Trump. When the right position, in my opinion, should be let's just wait.
I
let's
think you're
find
right.
out.
Yeah, I think you're both right. I think I'm not going to push the issue here. Maybe he will.
Let's just wait and find out. I think that's
I just don't understand why Ian's mad about this. I don't understand. Yeah,
it's important to me that if you use free software code that you uphold the license.
Maybe they have a license. How do you know if they don't have a license?
In their terms, they say it's proprietary.
So maybe they have a license.
But there would be a proprietary license that's not GPL.
Or maybe they have Mastodon. Maybe they have a different agreement with Mastodon. We don't know yet.
I thought Ian said he's going to sue.
This kind of private property. Like, I don't understand.
Then you thought wrong.
But you had a huge argument about IP. You said copying isn't illegal and should be allowed.
Well, I don't know if I didn't say copying isn't illegal. I said copying and stealing are different.
You said copying is okay. It's not theft because it's not the real thing.
I didn't say it's okay either. You did. I said it's not stealing. It's different than stealing. So piracy in the old days was if a pirate would go to your ship and take your stuff and you don't have it anymore. Nowadays, they make a copy of it and they call it piracy, but it's different than that old school piracy.
If I write a song and then someone copies it and then shares it with a billion people, is that wrong?
You could make that argument, yeah.
You think it is wrong?
I mean, right and wrong aren't the words I would use for it, but it's definitely not the way the system's built to be.
Well, that's the opposite of what you said, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Ian, they're really coming down on you. You know, I got a message from an anonymous source on my Instagram that said to tell Ian to shut up, and I have a feeling that it was Tim that sent me that, to be honest with you.
No.
Hey, I'm making bold claims, and they need to have holes punched
in. I'm defending you. I don't agree.
What I'm talking about is extremely... It's extremely jarring to the system. So we need people to punch holes in the things I'm saying because I need to make sure that what I'm saying is bulletproof if I'm going to go forward with it.
Donald Trump should not take open source code and then lock it up and then develop on top of it while restricting access to it.
It's okay with open source, but not with free software like GPL. That's not open source code. That's free software code.
Oh, right. So he's taking freeware and then turning it into...
Not freeware, free software licensing code. Mm. Freeware is like Diablo 1. Yeah, you can go take for free.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else. Something that makes me feel good. So, I'm browsing the old Reddit and I come across this post from a subreddit called Bye Bye Job. And I'm like, gee, I wonder what this is all about. Well, basically it's supposed to be a subreddit where people who do bad things and get fired get made fun of. All right. Kind of a negative thing. You know, Reddit loves bullies. So as long as it's okay with the establishment bullying. So I notice a whole lot of these things are people who are like, the vaccine mandate is wrong. I will not abide by this. And they're being mocked and made fun of. So I'm like, I'm going to scroll through this subreddit, Bye Bye Job. And wow, the top post here. My wife was a doctor, has been a doctor for 30 years. Kidney transplant specialist, emergency specialist, hospitalist. Didn't lose a COVID patient. Patient has natural immunity and will tomorrow see her last day because science. We stand to lose everything she has ever worked for.
Wow. Remember when doctors were heroes?
They put a clown face. They put a clown face. No jab, no job. We will miss you. Ha ha ha. Vaccine bad. Then we have this one. Then we have this one. It's basically like hero fireman. I saw this and they're like, oh, they also have the Sokotoa lady. That was actually really funny. But I saw this and they're making fun of all of these people who are like, I am standing up for what I believe in. And I'm just like, this is actually a white pill. You know, it's like an optimistic light. All of these posts, I started to believe. When I see all of these posts of people saying, I will not comply, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe more people than we realize. Look at Orange County Battalion Chief fired after he didn't issue reprimands over vaccine mandate. Ooh. Raleigh's restaurant ordered to remain closed over COVID non-compliance. What is this one? Another YouTube channel got a strike or whatever, I guess. I don't know. GE Aviation employees walk out over vaccine mandate. According to an employee participating in the protest, up to 75% of staff did not show up for work at the Durham, North Carolina, Peebles, Ohio, and Lafayette, Indiana locations.
Dang.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
That's great.
Someone gets banned or whatever, and then nearly 1,900 Washington State employees quit, fired over vaccine mandate. Assisted living anti-vax nurse fired for vaccine refusal. Actor Chad John Kimball claims he lost come from away job over religion. They put vaccine bad on it. All of these posts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, if you want to see hope for humanity, go to r/bye-bye-job and cheer for these people who are saying bye-bye-job because they're standing up for what they believe in.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that Southwest thing triggered a lot of that, and with the in and out thing happening, and now you're seeing, I don't know how these are dated, but I mean, I feel like something's happening right now where you're actually able to see that if you do actually stand up for yourself, things happen, but it's got to be a unified thing. And that's always been the problem, is getting everybody on board. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is interesting.
This isn't organized. Yeah. I mean, some of it is clearly when 75% of workers don't show
up. That's what I mean, though.
But the Southwest thing, I talked to a pilot and he said that it's basically just everybody realizing if I'm going to get fired, I'm going to use my sick time. It's like, might as well use my vacation days while I still can.
Well, it's illegal for them to officially protest, but it's also important to note here that Southwest lost an estimated $75 million in the 4 days where this alleged freedom flu was going around. And whether it's sick leave or paid leave, you know, it does show the disruptions that these mandates are causing that are dividing people to a point where a lot of people are not working. Now, you add that to the supply chain shortages, you're asking for a disaster to happen here because we're not going to have enough workers for a lot of very important tasks that need to be done there. And seeing all these people resist, and, you know, some people are deciding to make fun of them, but you made a good point here. There's a lot of them.
It's amazing.
And I've been talking about this for a while. The perception of what we see on the mainstream media, on big tech social media, is a perception that obviously is ignoring huge protests that are happening not just all across the United States, but all over the world. There's major, huge demonstrations with thousands of people, tens of thousands, even in some instances, hundreds of thousands of people hitting the streets saying, enough is enough. I am not complying with your nonsense. I'm not going to be asking for permission from the government to go to the grocery store. I'm not going to do that.
I also want to point out, on this subreddit, they have Real Bryson Gray. He got a strike on YouTube for his song called Let's Go Brandon.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
For, I guess they said medical misinformation.
TikTok,
so they put vaccine bad.
There was also some reports about TikTok potentially going after him as well. I mean, but the song Let's Go Brandon, again, in the top charts in many different platforms, which shows you the popularity of people saying, hey, this symbolic reference of Let's Go Brandon, showing people's discontent at the current administration for what is obviously creating these problems for everyone, which will only be exacerbated from here. But, you know, there's so many people, and they don't want you to know that there's a lot of these people. You're finding out about them through people making fun of them, but there's a lot more of them than the mainstream media, than social media even lets on.
One of the posts, Seattle cops and firefighters feed homeless after getting fired for refusing vaccine. And I saw that story. I see it here, and I'm like, heroes.
Seriously. Yes.
Still to this day.
Seriously.
Wow. Good for them. And the comments, the top comment. Oh, so now the Seattle cops give a crap about the homeless? I'm sure they always did.
Yes.
These people think that, like, cops are like vampires or something, like evil monsters.
Well, that's their narrative that was sold to them on big tech social media. All cops are evil. They're all bad. And,
Here we go. Third comment. Wow. It's a good thing there were reporters there to capture this selfless act. Probably a lucky coincidence. Are you suggesting that Fox News colludes with police in some sort of propaganda scheme? I will tell you exactly what happened. I'm willing to bet that some firefighters and police reached out to someone, a reporter, and said, we just want to let you know we're going to be out feeding the homeless. It's going to be like a protest, kind of like an action. And they went, cool, we'll send someone down.
Yeah.
This happens all the time.
Very shady.
Yeah.
Very shady.
There's even
conspiracy.
Entire restaurants. There was one in California where the owner said that only if you're unvaccinated, you're allowed. If you're vaccinated, you're not allowed into his private restaurant in California. And that made a lot of news headlines. So there's people even flipping it on that level, saying, well, if we were discriminating against people's medical choices, I could do it as well. I don't believe in a kind of.
Dude.
I was in California recently. I've experienced that multiple places. I mean, the second that I left the South, that's where I live. The second I got on the plane, there's been just nothing but problems, inconsistencies in the rules. And it's all coming from the top. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was basically banned from coming out here. Thank God I made it on the plane. But, I mean, I don't know if you guys want to get into that.
We'll get into it in a second, for sure. We got another story, though. I want to give people that beacon of hope, right? 238 healthcare workers let go at RWJ Barnabas Virtua Health for refusing COVID vaccine. I mean, this subreddit is a plethora of people standing up for themselves. Got placed on a suspension from the school board because he refuses to get the vaccine or get tested. Vaccine bad. 94 unvaccinated staff at Yale New Haven Health lose their jobs. Listen. I got no problem. If y'all want to go to the doctor and you're concerned, your doctor says get the vaccine, you say you got it. That's awesome. That's exactly what it's all about. You and your doctor, and maybe you got a bad doctor, you get a better one. Maybe you got a good doctor. Maybe you got a doctor like Joe Rogan got. You talk to them, you say, what's right? Here's my info. They look at your history. When the government says, if you want to eat food, If you want a job, you've got to abide by these rules. That is new. We've never done anything like that. That's insane.
There's also websites popping up showing job boards for the unvaccinated that are increasing in popularity, with a lot of people going on them and using them and able to find employment when they were just fired and lost a lot of their money.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like the mainstream media really kind of gets off on dividing conservatives and people who don't think exactly like they do. And I think that this really is, like Tim said, a huge white pill, because realizing that you're not alone is incredibly powerful. Like, to see how many people are being fired from healthcare places, people who work with vaccines, nurses and doctors saying, no, I'm not interested. I don't really want anything to do with that. That's kind of a white pill in itself, because then you're like, okay, I'm not crazy. Maybe there's actually something wrong.
Yeah, isn't
here.
It funny how everybody was worshiping the nurses and all the frontline workers, and now we're going to fire you now. Yeah, I thought we needed. I thought we were had a shortage.
Right.
What happened?
Well, they work with fear and intimidation, and a lot of the times, a lot of these nurses aren't even fired. A lot of the frontline workers aren't even fired. They're just threatened and intimidated to a point where they have to be manipulated to get the shot. Some people acquiesce, some people do get the shot, but the people who stand up in some cases do get to keep their jobs, and the mandates aren't implemented because enough people did stand up to them.
Looks like there's about to be a bunch of openings in Baltimore. Baltimore Police Union tells officers to not reveal vaccine status. That's interesting too, because that's not telling them not to get it. That means even if they did get it, they could still be in defiance of the mandate. And I'll tell you, if there's one city that needs police, it's probably Baltimore. Yeah. So while these people are laughing and cheering this on and mocking these cops, it's going to be a different story when, like, they're walking home and someone robs them and they're like, I don't understand why crime is going up.
What's happening?
I forgot the name of the police chief, but there's a big police district outside of Chicago, and they recently said that they're going to be hiring all the police officers that get fired in Chicago, and that they want to welcome all of them to their new jobs just, you know, a few miles away from Chicago. So there's a lot of people actively standing up, actively speaking up, actively organizing and helping each other out. And that part of the story isn't really told, you know, but I'm happy we're able to at least speak
right
about
now,
it here.
Yeah.
That's right, Luke. Yeah. Truer words have never been spoken.
Do people still want to defund the police, or is that just...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They still want to do that?
Maybe.
So they didn't see what happened in Seattle when they gave people
they
like that.
I mean, in Seattle, they straight up murdered a couple kids.
So they like that.
They unloaded guns into a SUV killing two kids.
Who did? Who unloaded the
two
guns?
Two black teenagers, adolescents, that were shot and killed.
It was the Chaz security saw a white SUV and were told that it was a white supremacist. So they saw it and they just got down and they said it was several hundred rounds over 10 minutes.
And I think the kids were like 13 or 14 years old. I don't remember exactly. So someone would have to fact check me, but they were very young children. Wow.
Was the Antifa people immediately rushed the vehicle and stripped all the evidence out.
Yep.
Yep.
And then the police weren't able to come in, and the EMTs weren't able to come in.
And then they got sued over it. Yep. And then they got sued for not going in. Amazing.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about what happened to you, Joey. You got you got put on the no-fly list because you're a dirty person. That, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They saw my YouTube account, apparently. Huh. But, you know, it's funny, man. It's like, so I had a trip out in L.A. I had to go out to L.A. for a wedding and some business. I get on the plane. Now, mind you, I live in the South. We don't have any mandates down there. I knew I had to get on a plane. I knew I had to wear a mask. So I go to the dollar store on my way to the – I almost forgot that I had to wear a mask. So I just stop at the dollar store. I get one of those gator wraps, okay? I get one of those – you know, I don't know what you need on there. But I got through the security line. I got checked in. I get on the plane. An hour into the flight, somebody – you know, they're doing announcements still, and this lady's waving a little package with a mask in it. She's just dangling it over me. And I go, oh, maybe they're just giving me another one. So I didn't know. And apparently 20 minutes later, this lady comes up to me, and she looks like the Jigglypuff meme. Have you ever seen that? The lady throwing the temper tantrum. So she comes, if you can imagine that, she comes up to me and she's pointing a finger at me. She goes, Mr. Borelli, you agreed to the terms and conditions. I'm like, hold on. I'm going to go, who are you? Like, she's leaning over somebody's chair and she's pointing. I go, who are you talking to like this? Why are you pointing your finger at me? Why are you yelling at me? And she goes, do you want them to turn a plane around? I go, I just want to understand what the hell's going on here. And she goes, and I was like, what do you mean turn the plane around? Why don't you ask everybody else?
If you do not put on your mask, I will turn this plane around right now.
Yeah, they're like Nazis. I mean, literally, that's literally, you could hear, the whole plane could hear this. I mean, she's so aggressive. I have no idea what the hell is going on. She goes, you agreed to wear the approved diaper on your face or whatever they call it. So, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, how did I get through screening? How did I get on, how did I even get on the plane? It's an hour into the flight. I'm like, I don't even understand what you're talking about. And she goes, well, you want us to, you're going to be inconvenienced. You're going to be inconveniencing people when we turn the plane. I go, no, you're going to be inconveniencing people. I'm like, I don't want the plane to be turned around. Why don't you survey everybody? And she goes, well, we'll see about that. And she literally stormed off like a Disney character, like just stormed off like a little baby, right? 20 minutes into the flight, I'm just sitting there and the guy next to me is like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't either. On the cockpit, I hear an announcement. He goes, sorry to bother you, everybody. This is the captain in the cockpit, here. We have a passenger who's, refusing to comply to the mandates. We're gonna divert the plane to Memphis, Tennessee. We're probably gonna lose an hour or so. So we apologize. We're gonna make it as fast as possible. And then the Jigglypuff comes back up to my seat. And she goes, that was for you. And I go, good. How much are Graceland tickets? Because I never been before. I'd like to check it out. So now everybody's laughing on the plane and she's getting pissed off, right? Then the Gestapo shows up an hour. I'm about almost an hour from LA now. The Gestapo shows up and they're all sitting there like the little rascals, the Jigglypuffs behind the guy.
Who's the Gestapo? Like
it's the whole squad. Agents? It's like six agents show up. It's the flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
Yeah, yeah. So they're all pointing fingers. I go, what is with pointing the fingers? I go, I don't understand. I was like, can you tell me the difference between this mask and that mask? And they go, you agreed. I'm like, I understand, but I'm like, I'm just trying to have a conversation. I'm like, is it protocol to just point your fingers at people and start yelling at them? I'm like, we could have a civilized conversation, but like the fact that you're just nasty. I mean, like,
what airline was it?
American Airlines. Stalin Airlines, apparently. If I was wearing a Joseph Stalin mask, maybe it would have been fine. But this was not an anti-mask thing. And just to clear it up, I'm not anti-mask. I'm anti-you or anybody telling me how to manage my health. I think that should be my personal decision. Or I should rephrase, force me.
Well, So what ends up happening, right?
So what ended up happening was that they gave me a piece of paper that says if this experience heightens or if there's something more happens, if I start bucking the system more, then you will be greeted with a person in the airport and they'll probably fine me or ban me or whatever. But it never said that I was banned. I had the paper. And so sure enough, nothing happened. And I go to check in today to get out here. And sure enough, they go, oh, well, you didn't comply. And I go, well, this was already resolved and I was handed a warning. They're like, no, they said that they sent you an email that you're banned from American Airlines. I'm like, well, I never got that. And I go, and I never not complied. I'm like, I couldn't even have a conversation. I tried for 4 hours to have a conversation with these people. But, well, you're going to have to call customer service. And I'm like, I'm looking at it. That's who I'm talking to. I was at the airport for 2 hours. And she goes, well, you got to call. I go, see, this is the problem. Like, nothing ever adds up. Everything's inconsistent. I finally get the manager. The manager finally comes out. And then she goes, will you comply? And I go, you could have just said this in the beginning. I'm like, of course, I never not wanted to comply. I go, but I grew up in New York. If somebody comes up to you on the street.
Did they say the words comply?
Yes. They said you did not comply, they said. And they said that.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Under the boot.
Yeah.
Take the blue pill.
Why didn't they literally just give you a mask on the plane?
They tried to in the beginning. They gave it to me. But at the time when that lady gave it to me, she didn't say anything. And I thought it was an extra one because I didn't know at the time that you needed an approved mask. I didn't know there was any different. I've flown before during the pandemic, and I remember wearing a bandana and all this. I didn't know what changed because, mind you, I live in the South. We don't have mandates. So we just, we think that we've moved on from. But once you get on that plane, you get out there, not a lot of states have moved forward. So I understand the federal law. And I even went to the store to get the damn mask. I wasn't trying to be anti-mask or anything like that. But they had me boxed in as if I was, and they're saying I wasn't complying. I'm like, I told you, I grew up in New York. It's like somebody points a finger at you and starts yelling. It's like, I don't want to have a conversation with you. Like, you're violating the civil obedience. You know what I mean? It's like, be a civil human being. I don't understand this aggression that people have. It's almost like a religion, like a cult. And like they think they're doing something. Like, just, okay, I didn't understand. Why don't you treat me like a human being? You're talking to me like a dog. They talk to you like a dog.
People have gone insane. And this is something that we've noted. At some point, something happened where everyone just became vile.
Yeah,
like all of a sudden,
I felt it.
Civility in any capacity. I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about, you know, discussing religion or money, you know, the three things they say you're not supposed to. I'm talking about all of a sudden, gradually, then suddenly, people I knew who used to be like, hey, you see the new episode of, you know, whatever show? And I'd be like, oh, cool. Now they message me being like, this is some stupid FA, and they're yelling and they're angry. I get messages on Facebook and they're just pissed off about everything. And I'm like, why are you so mad? Calm down. Yeah. Don't tell me to calm down. You have no idea. I'm like, dude, you know what it is? They got locked in their cubicles in their concrete blocks smelling like sour milk in these big cities for a year.
Exactly. I mean, I'm passionate about stuff too, but I don't get worked up. I don't get angry like that. I mean, somebody sent me a message the other day and they said that I'm an upset Donnie Wahlberg on Valium, which I think is it's an accurate. I mean, I just don't get excited. I don't get excited like that. You know what I mean? To yell. I mean, like, and what does it cost really to take people's civil liberties away? Your salary? You know what I mean? Is that all it costs? I mean, these people are being used to be soldiers for an idea that half of them don't even believe in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do, and that's the scary thing. When you look in their eyes and you see that, like, they're doing some of the job, I'm like, you're gone. Like,
So here's the funny thing, right? This is how Nazi Germany happens. Now, I'm not saying it's identical. History doesn't repeat, it rhymes. What I'm saying is, when I make comparisons to what we're seeing now in the United States with the conflict, the split, the cult, people say, I'll say, like, you know, Civil War tensions, Spanish Civil War, Weimar Germany, and they'll say, oh, it's not like the Nazi Germany, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, not yet. Right. So did you think that when it came to, like, the Spanish Civil War, one day everyone woke up and said, guess I'll go fight my neighbor? No, there were tensions brewing for a long time. Right. Weimar Germany, you think people just woke up one day and said, I really don't like that group of people? No, it was a long period of time where they kept doing things, and it was increment after increment after increment.
Right.
But we look at history and it's condensed. We say, in this year this happened, and then all of a sudden you get this, and it's like, dude, right now we are seeing... You see these videos, right, where the woman's sitting at the table and they're screaming Black Lives Matter and they get in her face and they hold their fists to her face. Like, it is psychotic mob.
Yeah, who
mentality.
Does that remind you of? Nazi Germany, like you said.
Look at what happened with Netflix, outside of Netflix.
Yeah.
When you got the guy holding the sign saying, we like Dave. So they attack him, steal the sign, destroy it, then claim he's got a weapon, get in his face, screaming, shaking a tambourine, yelling, repent.
I heard his video was taken down on Twitter as well.
Copyright claim.
Yeah, for copyright claims. Yep. But this is what happens when you have such psychological abuse that has been represented in the mainstream media, showing you, grandma's gonna die, it's gonna be horrible, people are gonna suffer, but you could stop it if you're just enough of a Karen. And they give people a little bit of authority. That little bit of authority goes to their head, but they're psychologically thinking that they're doing the right thing. Yeah. That being tough on you as a little peasant slave, as a little peon, as a little person that is supposed to obey everything the government decrees, that they're in the right because they're going to save lives by doing this. When in reality, that is further from truth than I think a lot of things in fiction books.
I think people get power over it. I think it's like you're giving people that typically don't have power, power. Yeah. The everyday person that works at the store or the flight attendant, where it's like they get off on it because they don't have that power typically. So when they're handed that power, look what they do with it. I mean, that's why we do have issues with cops in a way that abuse their power and stuff. It's like to give a citizen a badge and a gun or a power over somebody. It's like it proves that it's hard to find good help, obviously, because there's not a good enough screening process. Nobody should be pointing their finger at their face. And mind you, this one was 100 pounds overweight. I'm not trying to fat shame here, but like, I don't think that she was really that concerned about her health, to be honest with you. But she's acting like it is.
The mask is the wrong word. Vaccine is the wrong word. Mandate is the right word. Comply. You know, and here's the thing. If you're rich, you don't got to comply.
Nope.
You can get a private plane. You don't got to worry about it. You get a private car, you don't got to worry about it. You don't got to adhere to any of these rules. And if you're really rich, you don't even need passports.
Right.
Like billionaires, when they fly into countries, they don't need passports.
Yeah, what was that event with the celebrities, the Met Gala, or that was her name? But, you know, it's like, what do they say? Rules for thee, but not for me. I mean, it is what it is.
You can't expect celebrities to have to abide by rules. The rich, they're better than you, and they know it.
And people don't see that, and they still knock guys like us, you know, that are able to break that spell. It's all in front of our face right now.
When people became vile, and, you know, I'd see somebody on Facebook, and their comments would just be like, this thing is making me really angry, and I'm furious, and they're stupid, and this slur, and that slur. That rage Well, when they're at their job and they're flipping burgers and you walk in and you're not abiding by the rules, now's their chance to get their anger out. Sure. There's a video where a guy is chasing a woman who's not wearing a mask. And he says, does anybody else think it's wrong that we all have to wear masks and she isn't? And she's like, get away. And the people are like, get away from her, dude. Like, yeah. Calm down.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect representation of what's going on psychologically in everyone's head that you pinpointed very well there, Tim. Because, I still can't understand. But when I do, I can't understand when I hear stories about what happened to you. It's hard to fathom because it's just weird to understand that people could be so mean and rude to each other. But then when you do look at what a lot of these people are fed on social media, when you look at the rage bait, when you look at the echo chambers that are just regurgitated on them 24/7 that they can't escape, you could see this kind of indoctrination being laid on very thick, very heavily, and it indoctrinates these people to double down, triple down on these kind of larger ideas that they are the ones that are going to save everyone by policing everyone. And that's a delusional belief that's absolutely very dangerous. And it's the same idea that was used in Germany. It's the same idea that was used in communist USSR countries. It was the same ideologies used by many dictators, by many despots all throughout history, because they know if they could psychologically manipulate someone to believe that they're doing the right thing, but at the end of the day they're serving their purposes, they're going to do it willingly, and their agenda, their narrative is going to be rammed through as quickly as it can.
This is what Gina Carano was trying to make as a point. Yeah. And she lost her, I mean, she didn't lose her career, but she lost a big opportunity there.
Yeah, she's all not going to be
saying, don't demonize your neighbor.
And she's not going to be in season two.
Yeah, she's one of the good guys.
She made that exact point that you brought up, Tim, that I kind of expanded on a little bit. She made that exact point, and she got canceled and kicked out of a major series for even mentioning, with all the actors even standing by being like, wait, what? She was a major part of the series. Yeah. Why can't she come back? Why?
So
because
sad.
She's speaking about things that absolutely make perfect sense.
Well, how about we go to Super Chats? If you haven't already, smash that like button, send your Super Chats. We'll be reading a bunch of your comments. Don't forget to share this video and go to TimCast.com because we're going to have that members-only segment coming up. So sign up, become a member. And Saturday's that live event. Ryan Long is going to be there. There might be a bunch of special guests because, you know, we're friends with a lot of people who are in the DC area who have big followings, and maybe they'll be there as well. I'm not going to say anybody, but you might be like, I can't believe the people who have shown up.
Someone's very big.
Well, more than one person.
Yeah.
We're talking to a few people who are like, yeah, I'll come hang out. And we're like, dude, this is going to be big. So this is why it's so important to be a member at TimCast.com, because these tickets were free for everybody who is a member at $25 or more. And we're planning on doing these events at least once a month. It'll be a little tricky with the holidays coming up. We were trying to do it earlier in the year, but next year it's going to be crazy, especially with us building out Freedomistan. We're going to build a stage. We're going to have our own massive acreage. It'll be very complicated, but we're going to get rolling on this stuff. So thanks for being members, everybody. And for those that got tickets, we'll see you Saturday. And if you haven't, there are auctions. I think we have 6 tickets left. We're 2 tickets per auction, and you can just bid, and then it's like for a day. And then if you win, you get to come and hang out. So yeah. All right. Let's read. Gibson says, dwack to the moon. If you voted for Biden and bought dwack today, welcome to the Trump train. This could have been the economy the last 8 months. Woof. Punk's Not Dead says, 100,000. What a year to drive a rig. On track to make 150,000 this year without the pay increase. Wow. Crazy. All right, let's see. Westfield 90 says, Tim, 99% wrong on your predictions. Just yesterday said the House would not vote on Steve Bannon obstruction charge. Today, they voted and passed it. Oh, wait, the full House floor voted for it?
I'm not sure. I wasn't paying attention to that story, to be honest with you.
It was Democrats and 9 Republicans.
No. The full House floor.
I don't know.
Can someone Google it?
I can look it up.
So what happened was they say today they voted and passed it. Maybe it's a Democrat controlled House. So the committee voted to seek criminal prosecution of Bannon, but we were all like, the floor, it's not going to pass.
We're still waiting for the DOJ to decide if they're going to press charges. I think that's that's
House,
where they're at right now.
The committee passes the resolution,
yeah.
Then it goes to a floor vote. If it passes the floor vote, it'll be sent to the DOJ. Did it pass?
19 minutes ago, House votes to hold Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt.
Woo! So we were wrong about that. I don't think it's fair to say 99% wrong because we didn't think they were going to try and arrest Steve Bannon on this one. But wow, okay. It's worse than I realized. Yeah,
as he's about to release his interview with Jeffrey Epstein.
It is worse than we realize, man. All right. Matthew Velasquez says, I'm a trucker. DAT load board showing $8.99 reefer loads for Monday, and brokers are already offering $12,000 loads and have been for over a month. Pray. I don't know what that means.
Hey, I just got... Did you guys know Gina Carano's Daily Wire movie got canceled two days ago?
No.
What?
Really? We were just working on it.
I'm looking at... This is WeGotThisCovered.com. Never heard of it, but apparently tied to her according to this article, anti-vax beliefs.
What?
They're struggling to square
That's
shooting a movie
true.
With the looming federal vaccine.
You gotta be
That's
careful
true,
what you read
Ian.
Online, Ian.
The Daily Wire came out and said they will not comply with any vax mandate.
This is Gina Carano recently revealed that she canceled a movie over the strict COVID-19 vaccine and mandates. This is from Bounding Into the Blast. Gina Carano finds...
Bounding Into the Blast?
Yeah, I'm just looking
at random. I thought the Daily Wire controls
movie
that, though.
You should try and find some better sources. Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to it.
I can't... Well, look, I'll certainly accept it's possible, for sure. But I can't imagine the Daily Wire... It was Jeremy Boring, right?
Yeah.
And he came out and he was like, we will not comply with Joe Biden's
vaccine
mandate.
That's what I read.
Mandate. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I really don't believe that could be true. All right. Peter Gunn says, Luke, I'm in Florida and want to buy more shirts. Could you please offer more in a color other than black? My favorites are only available in black.
No, yeah, Luke, what's only up with that? Black and white, sometimes white. But I think I'm going to offer that to people on Luke Uncensored, some crazy wild different shirts. So that might be available there. But it's just simple. It's just a lot easier to make one graphic for one particular color. You got to pay graphic artists for every new design for all that. So it's just more cost effective. So it's just easier to do it for me that way.
Little Tails Farm says, hey, Tim, thank you for the idea of chicken coop indoor plumbing. So to say in Chicken City, I'm going to build something of the sort in Chicken Town, and I owe the idea to you, my fellow chicken bro.
Aww.
So Chicken City, we're estimated to be done tomorrow. We have a massive chicken coop. This is the 1% of chickens. I mean, it's a chicken fortress. And what our construction guys have built is beneath where the chickens sleep, because they dump like crazy in their sleep, there is a plastic basin that rolls down into gutters which funnel out and just go off kind of like a septic leach field, essentially.
I saw that. Didn't you post that on your Instagram? I saw the inside of the coop.
Yeah.
Is that what
you're talking? I don't think we showed the full gutter system, but they actually buried pipes underneath and they go down. And so when it rains or if we take the hose out, we just run the hose and it flushes it all out and then it just spits it out into the muck and the mire. Got to keep it clean. And we're going to be building a luxury insulated little area for the winter for them. We're going to do like foam plyboard and make a really nice, you know, insulated little thing. I don't think we need to do it too much. Some people have said, you know, get a heater or whatever. But I've seen a lot of people saying that basically the chickens can stay warm if they're just in an enclosed space.
What are you going to do for the predators digging into the ground?
No, it goes 2 feet underground.
Ah, yeah. Good.
We have so definitely not going to get in. And then we also have dogs around.
I got some info from the Daily Wire. And apparently they're working on a Carano movie based on a thriller novel called White Knuckle that they had to furlough and they had to stop because something to do with the vaccines. Now they're working on a different project with her called Terror on the Prairie.
So it sounds like maybe contractors or other states or something weren't allowing it.
It probably has to do with like the 100-person vaccine.
I'm hearing
thing
delayed
in
because of Fed mandates.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true.
And the name of it is Daily Wire releases details on new Gina Carano project, Terror on the Prairie. That's from Daily Wire.
I imagine what this means is that the Daily Wire is not doing anything to Gina Carano. It's that, let's say if you're trying to put a movie together and you're like, we're going to go film in Georgia. And then Georgia says, we have this rule. And you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
So if they had to film in New York, but New York is like vaccine mandates, you're like, hey, how are we going to film this? And then people use Toronto often or Chicago and they got mandates too. Change the movie. Let's shoot it in the wilderness. It's a
This actually, here's a quote from Daily Wire. With the precariousness of the current Hollywood landscape and the remarkable overreach by its ruling class, we made the tough but prudent choice to ride further out into the Wild West and make movies on our own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I don't know who said that. It says he said. I'm not sure.
They probably had contractors who were doing vax mandate. Yeah. Like they got it. And, you know,
or companies with over 100 employees.
See, this is why we need our own countries. We need to split up the regions. I'm telling you, like the West Coast could have all this crap. They can indoctrinate their kids. They could identify as aliens and just leave the normal people to where they want to be. Because it's like this kind of stuff, you can't.
Well, you're preaching, Luke.
Yeah, I've been talking about that for like a year plus.
I'm with
like,
you, buddy.
Divorce.
I'm well, with you.
I want to talk to you about it. We'll
this
talk
is,
about
this
that.
This is
in the
also this comment was from producer Dallas Sonier. I think that's the way you pronounce his last name. The guy that was producing it.
Mm. All right, let's read some more. Michael Scott Cutler says Manhattan grocery shelves are fully stocked. Pumpkins, toilet paper, you name it, no shortages here yet. And actually, today at the supermarket, it was stocking day, so everything seemed fine. I think it's more like Target when you're looking for certain specific goods like dressers, pillows, tables, chairs. We were trying to get a couch for the studio, and instead we got Papasan's because they didn't have it. We couldn't find any. So we were like, we need to get like a small couch, and they're like, you can order it. Maybe it'll show up.
Did Papa John's give you the Papasan's?
Papasan's. And so we went to Walmart, and they were like, the only thing we have is a caramel-colored futon and gray Papasan's. And I was like, I ain't putting a caramel-colored futon in here. So we got the Papasan's. But you know what? I like them better. Honestly, they're way more comfy.
Yeah.
Curl up, get a book. It's great. All right. Hexmare says, Ian, you mentioned being interested in radio comms a couple weeks back. If you are still interested, I am more than willing to, on getting you all on the path to worldwide communications over the air. Yeah, weren't we going to do a ham radio or something?
I would love to.
We should.
Oh, yeah, the Zeppelin's coming.
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so the Zeppelin is coming. Wikipedia will be forced to issue a correction. So the story is that Wikipedia once claimed I invented a Zeppelin when I didn't. Oh. So then, you know, I said, Ian, let's do the Zeppelin. And he's like, okay. So now we actually have the Zeppelin. So now Wikipedia, who lied about me and then later had to remove it, will now have to put it back.
I thought they can't write their own stuff, though. Isn't
no, they used a source that was like a bad source.
Ah, okay.
And they were like, but it says it's reliable. That means it's true.
Oh, boy.
I love how absolutely dumb Wikipedia is. Just like it is such utter garbage.
Yeah.
And didn't you say then it's not true? And they're like, you're not a reliable source?
Yes. I remember being like, guys, I never invented this. I'm like, we can't trust you. You're not reliable. But what that means is an individual cannot be a source for themselves.
Right. It's got to be awful to be a public figure and have that come up as the first, as your Google search, when it's like, it's just chaos. And it's like, you got all these lies on there. It's like, and what do you even do to even get that stuff removed? I mean, what kind of hoops you got to jump through?
So I will say it's really fascinating. When we were buying Freedomistan, the agent was very apolitical and she was like, oh, I looked up your wiki. And I was like, well, it's like half not true.
Right.
Like,
that's what I mean.
It says I voted for Ron Paul in 2008. Ron Paul wasn't the primary candidate in 2008. I voted for Obama in 2008. Someone wrote a story about me. They maybe misconstrued who I voted for in the 2008 presidential election. Ends up in a news story in a Spanish source Chilean source. And then that's the source they use when there are other sources where it's like Tim Pool voted for Obama in 2008 and supported Bernie Sanders in 2016.
Yeah, it's like, amazing. If you're right wing or something, like you're automatically a Nazi on there. It's like, how do you get that taken down?
It says Tim Pool's audience is largely right wing.
See what I mean?
And then in the talk section, people are like, what's the source on this? How is this true? And they're like, some op-eds claimed it.
Oh.
And they're like, good enough for us. And I'm like, we actually did a poll. It was mostly libertarian, like nondescript libertarian, not right-wing libertarian, just people saying they cared about freedom and liberty.
Yeah, they must work with the fact checkers.
But I will say after that was Trump supporters. And then after that was liberals, actually. Liberals were a decently large portion. I think it was like 20 or so percent. And then like Trump supporters were like 30, and then libertarian was the biggest. And then there was like social justice warrior, leftist, self-identified and stuff like that. I found that really
bringing them all together.
Wow.
I don't know. There are a lot of people who hate watch.
To the person that sent me that super chat about the ham radio, can you message me on Twitter? And I want to go back and forth with you and find the best ham radio. We'll go from there.
All right. Western Canadian Commentary says, thanks, Tim and crew, for all you do. Been a member on timcast.com for a while. Surely to God, someone in the Democrat Party is a necromancer. How else do you explain Biden and Pelosi? My money is on the cackling Kamala. Aha. Nightingale Mori says, every time Tim said Bitcoin war shortage or whatnot, I've always been, hey, should I invest? Be safe. Then I realized that I'm a week behind all of my news. The crap I need triples in price.
Mm.
Yeah, people don't like it. There are some people that really don't like it when I shout out safeandreadymeals.com, which is not a promo, but they don't like it. I shouted it out today in a segment. It's emergency food. There's one emergency food supply that you can't get anymore because they're out. And so I'm like, yo, when they're talking about all this stuff, make an investment in yourself. You know what? I'll tell you this. Get a magnifying glass. You know, I ordered a bunch of magnifying glasses. You know why?
Light some fires.
If you need to and you're out camping and you're with your friends, you want to get a fire going, you get a magnifying glass.
Same with these crystal balls. I think wizards in the past, they said they could throw fireballs, but they would actually hold up crystal balls and light stuff on fire from a distance.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. And you can also use a bag of water. You can use a bottle of water or a baggie with water in it, and then you can use it to focus light.
I think what you're doing is really good, man. I think you're building a nice little homestead here. I've always been a big, pushing, avoiding Babylon is what I always say. Is it anything you could do to avoid having to rely on Babylon, like going to the grocery store? If you could grow your own crops, I mean, you got the chickens and this and that. I mean, like, I think this is really the way to do it, because if you're going to be under the rule of Babylon, you could see I barely made it out here. I mean, like, maybe if I walk in a grocery store, I'd have a problem. I don't know, but it's
no,
like,
out here.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what I'm getting into. Well, here, but what happens in D.C.? What I mean?
Nightmare.
Yeah. I'm not going to be there.
So we got a good one here. This is from IM and Sanity says, been watching since 2015 with TimCast.com for about a year and have been stocking up since January 2020. Thanks to you, Tim.
There we go.
When we had the freeze in Texas, I was able to feed me and my family, now stocked up for 6 months. And you got to understand, 6 months is not that much. So I'm not telling anybody to go break the bank. I'm not saying fill up a secret room in your basement full of like massive, 500 buckets of beans and rice or anything like that. Yeah. I'm saying like these buckets, you get like two of them. And it's good for like one person for 2 weeks. And it's like $80 for like a bucket. And then if there's a flood, if there's rain or whatever, that's all I'm saying. People go through the roof with this because they're like, Luke, what's this look on your face?
I'm saying storage containers. I'm saying buy them out, put them in there, bullets, firearms, storable food, all you need to get.
And, I'm with Luke, man.
Yeah, that's, have a
little... I'm not saying don't
prep. The grid's going down, guys, at some point.
I'm not saying don't prep.
Yeah.
I'm saying be reasonable. I'll tell you this though: when the bad stuff goes down, do you think the prepper cares that you're making fun of him?
No.
You're gonna show up to his door being like, "You have food? I would like some."
Everyone's gonna come to your house.
The preppers were.
We don't have enough.
We're profit.
Hey, we should probably get more.
Yeah.
We recently bought we got a big pallet of water, but that's usually because we just have for guests when they drink bottled water. But now we're doing our own glass bottles and our own double purified. Double 9-stage filter well water with minerals added into it in glass bottles so you don't get leaching. We're doing better.
If you're getting into the water game, I'm getting into the Kool-Aid game. And I'm going to have Luke Radowski's Kool-Aid available. That's okay.
Grind up some raspberries.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Evan Hogan says, weird, I did not see any safe and ready meals. Yes, I am a card-carrying libertarian for years now. It was in one of my videos. SafeAndReadyMeals.com. Not trying to shout them out, but, if you learn about it. I just think it's crazy to me that people in cities mock the idea of knowing how to defend for yourself. But it makes sense, right? Conservatives, moderates, libertarians tend to be like, okay, I got to have some responsibility for myself, right? If you're a collectivist, you're like, why would I bother having a weapon for my defense or knowing how to start a fire?
Yeah.
Why would I want to do any of that?
Meanwhile, their whole existence in these cities are relying on the people that live the life that you're talking about. They rely on the truck drivers to provide them for food that are living off of the land. Mm-hmm. What happens when that goes out? What happens when the lights go out and the grocery stores? Then what? Then they'll be, like I said, they'll be coming out here. But it's
knocking
just
on doors.
Yeah, it's just funny how those people have that attitude. But everything's done for them. I always say, like, living in the city is you couldn't be far further removed from God. And when I say God, it's of anything that's natural of the earth. Anything that benefits you. It's all artificial.
The joke we have is, or that we had before was that, you're going to be out in the middle of nowhere with some chickens minding your own business and you're going to hear rustling outside and the wife's going to be like, honey, I hear an animal. It might be a bear. And he's like, I'm going to get the shotgun. And then he goes outside and there's like a New York hipster guy grabbing the chicken and biting into it like, I'm so hungry. And then he runs with it and you're like, geez.
Yeah, TikToking's not going to help in that situation.
Oh, have you seen these videos of, it's your video. Where you got all these people TikToking in the streets, and it's the creepiest thing.
Yeah, I drove in L.A. and I almost ran over one. There was a guy TikToking
in the street,
in the street, in a crosswalk.
What? So I remember I saw this in our last studio in the Philly area. I remember looking out the window. I was like walking to the kitchen, and I see this little girl in the street just like dancing and doing this weird thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what is she doing? And then she walks up to her mailbox and picked her phone up, and I was like, Oh, she's TikTok dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, she's probably got a million views. Meanwhile, there's a guy like Leonardo da Vinci out there with 300 followers probably. Like, it's like you could just wake up at the end of your bed and twirl your arms and you're a celebrity now. It's sad.
And it works. All right, let's read some more. We got Duco Darling says, where can I get Luke's necklace?
This was a gift. I forgot where I got
that
it.
That was really cool. Someone
from a shaman in Brazil?
I got it in Florida. Miami.
A shaman in Florida.
What a letdown.
I have some crystals that are from like very weird, crazy stories in Peru and South America and Africa, but
just not
this,
that one.
This is just from Miami.
Let's go sacred geometry.
American Advocate says, Michael Malice on Glenn Beck. What a beautiful mind. I'm on board the libertarian train. Republicans too soft and Democrats, well, we all know.
Michael Malice just did a press tour. He was on Glenn Beck. He was on Rogan. And I tell you, leave it to Malice, one guy that can get Rogan to spark up a joint in the middle of a conversation. He will take him there. Who else did it too?
Elon Musk.
Elon got him too? Yeah. Elon
well,
got him
too. I think Joe is the one who initiated that.
Yes. Yeah. Michael was the one that took Joe to a place where he was like, I got to get stoned for this.
Wow.
You guys got to watch that episode. It's fantastic.
All right. Donna Rose says, it seems that everything that people valued or brought them self-worth for the last 50 years has been slowly demoralized. It's almost as if we are being manipulated to hate ourselves. It would be easy to manipulate people if so. New World Order, maybe. Oh, it is so easy to manipulate people.
This is what we were talking about earlier.
Look, if manipulation wasn't a thing, they wouldn't buy commercials.
Yeah.
Ads work. And, you know, a lot of ads, you know what I really hate? I hate when I'm like watching a show and then all of a sudden there's a commercial and it's like a guy is riding his bike and then he crashes his bike and then he gets up and then a woman pulls up in her car and she's like, whoa, take a spill. And he's like, yeah. And it's like, Rich's Chicken, pick up some today. And I'm like, what the? That have to do anything?
Yeah, nothing.
You know what I love? Like head on. Remember that commercial? Head on. Apply directly to the forehead.
Head on.
I'm like, I get it. It was easy. Thank you, head on.
I still remember it.
I still remember it. You see? Commercials, in my opinion, like, they don't gotta be so boring where it's a guy who walks up and's like, hi, this is soda. It tastes good. Buy our soda.
That would work though. There's an opening.
I saw that commercial. They have that. I forgot which company did it. I would buy that just because of that.
Yeah, that's true. I would like it if a guy was like, hello, I sell cheeseburgers. My store is called Rich's Cheeseburger Shop.
I think about that all the time. Didn't they kind of do that in the 50s in a way? It was very simple. Like, here is a product that I would like to show you. Like, that would get me more. I feel like there's just an opening to go back to that now.
Now it's like, the commercial comes on, we're trying to guess what it's for. Yeah, and then it's like people holding hands and singing on the beach. Then it shows a rainbow and a bird flies over and it hovers above everybody. And we're like, is it going to be
like an antidepressant?
Nope. It's a constipation commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes, huh? All right. Let's see what we got here. We'll grab a super chat. Steve May says, remember when Ian was against IP rights? Pepperidge Farm remembers. Just poking at you, Ian. Great show tonight, everyone, and great guest. Mm-hmm. Hey, there you go. All right. Yeah, we had a bunch of interesting comments on GPL where everyone was saying Ian was wrong, so I definitely want to read those.
Give it to me.
All right. JC Dropshot says, Tim, your shipping money estimate is off. In the fish industry, containers are going for over $33,000 in shipping costs.
Wow.
We expect the cost to rise above $45,000 mid next year. Okay, here's what you got to do. You got to dig a big hole in your backyard, put some liner in it. Then you got to buy some salmon and you got to put it in there. And then you got to buy food and hopefully you'll have your own supply of fresh farmed salmon for a long time because you're not going to get them from the stores. All right. Justin Kleibacker says, this is just so I can hear you mispronounce my last name a few times. Kleibacker. Kleibacker.
Oh, gosh.
Kleibacker. I tried. All right, let's see.
How much did he pay for that, for you to do that?
$50.
He should have asked me. I'm great at that.
Mispronouncing.
Gimple says, Ian is 100% right about the software licensure. He actually knows the difference with regards to the formats. Stop ganging up on him. Not a good look. Not a good look.
But it's a good conversation to have, you know.
All right. H Music says, Ian, piracy is not theft. Music should be downloaded for free with no consequences. Also, Ian, copying code is illegal and should have consequences.
When other people make quotes of you out of context, I don't take much.
He just stares at me. Mind Fury says, sorry, Ian is just flat wrong. Read the actual license. GitHub, Mastodon, click AGPL. Interesting. All right, let's see. I want to read the specific ones about the GPL because this is Trump Social Network. It's interesting. SB lights out. There you go. Ian just yelled that he built a network like Joe Biden was yelling, there are fewer, not more fewer. All right.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one involved with that, but I was there from the beginning and guided the process.
J.S. Failer says Ian is 100% correct about open source licenses. It's not about copying. It's about breaking a legally binding agreement when you use the software. I know. And when you download someone's song and then distribute it by copying it, you are also violating the license.
Yeah. I'm trying to build a technological solution to the whole piracy scheme. I don't even like calling it piracy. I think that the FBI might be using that as an excuse to go hard on people that are copying data like they're sea pirates. But I think that if you can somehow, I can go into it if you want, but code it into the software where if it gets sold or repurposed, that the original creator also gets the majority of the sale value.
A new kind of license, like Creative Commons, but like one up. Like, yeah. You can use this for commercial purposes with a 10% royalty to the creator.
Mm-hmm. Or like 99% goes to the creator. You get 1% for selling it. And then you'll have people form like websites where they'll be aggregating and selling content, getting 1% of all of it, but all the money will really be going to the people that created it.
All right. The commander says, I agree with Ian. You can use software and make money off of it as long as you pay for access to it or it's free. E.g., how many games use the original Doom engine or were made with RPG Maker and sold? It's a thing that happens, Tim. It's not piracy. No, I think you're confused. I agree with that, that if Trump took, you know, open source code and then made something with it, he can use it. Ian's saying it's free software, not open source. So, and then in regards to copying content, what I'm saying is if I write a song and then sell that song digitally and then someone copies it and gives it out for free to millions of people, they stole from me and they stole quite a bit. But I mean, I'll say this about my music because I have one song public available. By all means, copy, download, distribute, give it away to everybody. We are selling it.
You can actually
be great
change,
if everybody was sharing.
You can
it.
Change the license on the YouTube video to become Creative Commons, and then they'll be able to do it without.
And then people can take it, break it down, and then make remixes
mm-hmm. as long as they give credit to the original.
All right, let's see what we got here. Matthew Velasquez says truckers chanting "Let's go Brandon" on the CB radio today, all throughout Tennessee. This happens every day now.
Wow,
people know what it means, man. Jay Schartzer says, you can use GPL privately with no restrictions, i.e. corporations can use Newcash for accounting. Changes when you propagate the work and make changes. Interesting. Little Balau says, thoughts on Bank of International Settlements and ESGs. Also, Ian is awesome. Much love. That's what is ESG?
Ian, I'm going to leave this to Ian.
Social, it's the corporate social credit score.
Like essential social governance.
I was just looking at this easier earlier today. ESG corporate.
Yeah, Jack Posobiec brought it up the other day.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's key. It's the one of the main kind of larger octopuses that are calling the shots with its tentacles and
environmental, social, and governance.
Yep. Yes. And it's literally a corporate social credit score.
Jack Posobiec went into it pretty heavily last night, so check out the show from last night if you want to hear it.
It's very important.
Two-thirds
very
of the way influential. The show.
Yep. Steve Otten says, getting into ham is a must for Freedomistan. If the system and infrastructure collapse, ham will be the only way to communicate long range. And I don't know if we talked about this, but I knew somebody who was talking about, what is it called? Internet over ham. There's a.
Oh, yeah. We talked was about it Ben? This. Ben might have been talking about it a little bit.
A long time ago, my friend was talking about it. And there is a phrase for it. It's like something over ham radio and, you know, like co-ham or something. But the idea was to use multiple frequencies to send low bit rate data.
KQED?
I don't know. KQED.
ARRL?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm looking into it.
No, it's like something. It's like ham. You know, ham stands for something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
High altitude something. Is that what it is?
I wish I knew more about this.
Google, what does ham mean? People comment. You can tell us what ham means, right? High altitude? Is that what it means? All right, let's see. We'll read some more. I can't read your name, but they said ham radio. Make sure to get a license before using and realize old school analog forms of communication are definitely monitored. Oh, of course. You're sure. Admar says, I'm going to start a career as a Tim Pool reply guy. I don't have a Twitter yet. Wish me luck. Oh, there's a bunch of them. It's funny. Oh, like no matter what I say, they'll disagree with. I could say something like universal healthcare is good. And they'll be like, you're a grifter and that's stupid. And I'll be like, okay, I guess. All right, Cooter Punch 911 says, excuse me.
I love the username.
We can't repeat that.
Could you address the $125 million being allotted to gain of function up to and including Ebola? Scott Horton versus Bill Kristof in Trump voice, tremendous. I haven't seen that specifically. I'll have to look into that, I suppose. Ham radio mesh network.
It's just amateur. Amateur radio.
Bryson Gray super chatted, have you mentioned me getting banned? Respect. Oh, heard you mentioned me getting banned. Absolutely.
What up, Bryce?
Heard that you made a song Bryson. And YouTube took you down for it.
Rude.
Yeah, very rude. Did you look up AM?
It just stands for amateur radio.
So it's is that what it is? AM.
That's what it says. Yeah. It's not like an acronym.
Oh.
It's weird. Yeah. Huh. I know.
I'm pretty sure we've had this conversation before exactly like this.
Yeah, I'm feeling some.
Because we were talking about internet over ham radio before. And like the amount of data that can transmit on it is very low because it's like a low frequency or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See. All right. Let's see what we got. We'll get a couple more in here. Redhood 13 says there's a rumor going around that Radiohead will have a surprise performance at your upcoming event. I heard that rumor too. I heard mm-hmm. this rumor. That's right. No, that was a trick during Occupy. They claimed Radiohead was coming and they weren't. Remember that?
Every day. It's like they're kind of, and there's someone walking down. No. Like, really? Yeah.
And then they had thousands of people show up thinking Radiohead would be there.
And then after that, every single day. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember it was a huge, it was like Occupy Wall Street was flooded with people everywhere. And it was a great prank.
All
digital
right.
Digital radio internet access?
Digital radio.
I don't know. Sorry.
I like Acer it when you say buzzwords Metalworks like that, says, thought so getting a skate rock music festival. Chuck Treese, McRad, isn't too far from you. I'd drive out from Arizona for that.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Skate rock
festival. With a shooting competition.
Yeah. No.
not at the same time.
You know, look. We have weapons that can't fire. So I shouldn't call them weapons. We have like replicas. And I tell people the rules. And the first thing I'll do is before they're allowed to go anywhere near any gun ever here's the replica. Do you know the rules? Yes. I'll tell them the rules. And then when they just wave it around, I'm like, you will never touch a firearm.
We're not talking about average Joes. There's professionals that do certain circuits. And it's just like any kind of profession, like basketball or sports. Right. There's professional shooters and they compete professionally. So having like a professional shooting competition, I think would be really cool.
We could set up like bleachers and then have drills.
Yeah, and yeah, that's exactly what they do.
We'll put cameras all over the place so people could be inside watching on cameras at like the bar with like a nice soda, no alcohol.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool if you combine all of those and have a huge culture jam.
If you do a punk rock show, don't book Teenage Bottle Rocket because they require a vaccine to go to their shows.
Wow. We will specifically ban them.
Yeah, please.
Because the only one.
I think their mosh,
and their fans.
Yeah, their mosh pit has like a bouncy gym in it.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah,
this is big. Brian Workman says they just shut down my local Walmart till Saturday morning. Said it was due to a labor shortage. They posted the details on the local Facebook page. Google Mount Vernon, Ohio Walmart. So on the local Facebook group for my neighborhood, people were complaining that KFC was shut down. They're like, why haven't they opened? And everyone's like, dude, they're all shutting down. There's no employees. No one's working anymore.
Yeah.
Where do these people go?
Yeah. Why? I mean, a lot of people are saying, why work when the dollar is devalued every single day?
And they're getting $300 a week. I think not to work.
Yeah.
I believe it's government assistance right now.
Packet switching ham. Mm.
Or you could get $500 and you have to work all the time.
Mm.
Right.
All right, we'll get a couple more in here. Sewer Turd says, hipsters won't be stealing your chickens in the night. The government will use the military to seize resources from the responsible, self-reliant people to feed the dependents in society. That's typically how communism goes, right?
Yeah, I thought about that, and I think he surmised that point very well and brings up a good one.
All right, Civilized Age Custom says, does no one else realize why it's called television programming? Telepathic programming via vision. Well, that's not true.
It's like a schedule.
But it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, programming was like the program of the network. They would program the network to display content so they'd have it lined up in a program. Not to program you, but now they may as well just say it that way. My friends, if you haven't already, make sure you smash that like button. Subscribe to this channel, share the show with your friends, and go to timcast.com, become a member, because we're going to have a members-only segment coming up, and I imagine it's going to be, like, very not family-friendly. So, you know, just if you want to see a lot of cussing and hear a lot of naughty words and talk about gross stuff, like the important stuff, though, you know what I mean? Like the things that we need to address in the society, then definitely timcast.com, members-only segment. You can follow the show at timcast.irl basically everywhere, except TikTok, because they banned us. And you can follow me personally at timcast. Joey, you want to shout out anything?
You just find me Joey B. Tunes, TOONZ. You can find me everywhere, just, you know, pissing off TikTokers, influencers, and bucking the system.
And you can find me on youtube.com/wearechange. I have way too much fun on that channel, and I hope to see some of you guys there.
You can always follow me at iancrossland.net. It'll link to all of my social media. And to the people that responded about the GPL and everything, I really appreciate it. If some people were saying that you can take it and make it private. If there was some things I was saying that was wrong, please contact me via Twitter or Minds direct message. And I'd love to clarify that stuff. Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We had a blast as always. I'm really looking forward to this bonus episode because I sense that our spicy guest is going to get even spicier off YouTube. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Patch Lids.
Our guests for tomorrow are confirmed, right?
Yes.
And who are they?
They are Viva Frey and Robert Barnes.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
We normally don't say who the guests are going to be in advance, but as long as they're coming.
They are.
I'm very excited. This is going to be fun. Good guys. So thanks for hanging out, everybody. Go to timcast.com. We'll see you all in that member segment. And again, thanks for hanging out.
Bye, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.